What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 7:03 on a Tuesday night here in the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley area, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock, hanging out with Joe Torti from 9 to 10 with my man Brian McLaughlin the entire time here on the Fanatic. And we're going to talk some birds, get some things in, maybe dive into some Phillies as well with some news with the signing. And it's not as big as you thought, but it's a nice name. Does it mean anything? What's next? We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show, but we start off with the Eagles again after losing to the Dallas Cowboys, as we know, on Sunday afternoon, sitting at 6-7, still keeping hope alive after the Minnesota Vikings did what they did last night by losing to the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, and we'll take it because it does extend the season a little bit. It keeps the interest in the games. The Rams, Eagles on Sunday from Los Angeles. People still believe the Eagles can take down the Los Angeles Rams. Tough, tough game being that the Rams fell to the Chicago Bears on Sunday night. So you know they're still keeping up with the New Orleans Saints at the top of the NFC. They want to make sure they secure that first overall seed, keep that home field advantage, certainly get a bye. And right now with them two tied at the top right now, 11-2 at the top of the NFC, they're going to make sure they're ready to go back at home against the Eagles with a lot of injuries. And we know they can get things going, of course, with Todd Gurley on the ground, but they have plenty of weapons on the outside, minus Cooper Kupp, who's out for the rest of the season. Plenty of weapons on the outside to do damage against the Philadelphia Eagles. And a lot of it that we're going to have our eye on, of course, is the offensive side of the football and how things are called with Carson Wentz and the offense, whether it be the wide receivers, the running game, specifically with Josh Adams. How are they going to be used? And that's where we get into Doug Peterson and the questions that we may have had about him so far during this 6-7 season. Who is Doug Peterson? 2016 comes in, gives you a 7-9 record. A lot of questions after the 7-9 record, wondering if he even belongs as a head coach in this league, knowing that he came from Kansas City as an offensive coordinator. But did he really call a lot of plays? We know he didn't, because that's what Andy Reid does. He has the high school coaching background, but not much else. We had a lot of questions. Next year, 13-3, wins the Super Bowl. Is real tricky and real aggressive with his play calling and all kinds of stuff with his quarterback, who's the MVP candidate, on and on and on. Everything, pressing the right buttons, things worked out for the best for Doug Peterson all over the place a season ago. Then you come back. You know, you're talking about the book and all. Mike was talking about the book yesterday. You hear everybody talking about the book and what the book is named and how he's been on the circuit like everyone else in the offseason. Did they do too much celebrating? Were they signing too many books? The book came out in season, like right around the preseason and all. Did it take away from the focus of Doug Peterson and what they needed to zero and key in on as they came back to defend their Super Bowl crown? Here we are, 6-7, with so many close losses by the Philadelphia Eagles this season. And some will beg the question, is it because of the head coach and his play calling? Yes, you started off with Nick Foles. Things got out of hand early against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa. They were hot. They did their thing. And when they did their thing, of course, as they did their thing, they put up a big number on the Saints in week one. And week number two against the Philadelphia Eagles, they put up a big number on them, caught them at the right time. Here we are now as the season goes on. We're picking at games here and there. Carolina, Tennessee, Minnesota, Dallas, all of these games that we pick at and say, what is going on with this football team? The defense, albeit banged up, they're doing their part enough to keep you in the game. Why is the offense struggling? Is it the quarterback? Is it the fact that the offensive line has been up and down due to injuries from time to time? Is it the addition? Is it the addition of the wide receiver, Golden Tate, trying to fit him in? Too much focus on Zach Ertz. All of this, right? All of this stuff. No John DeFilippo. Just fired in Minnesota. We'll get into him a little bit later. Frank Reich doing this thing in Indianapolis. It all comes back to the head coach. He is the one. that stirs the whole cup, this drink, with everything that's with this football team, whether it be the offensive side, the defensive side, even when things with Jim Schwartz would go crazy, we would point out, Doug has to tell him this. Get in his face, point your finger at him, and say, what are you doing? Why are you not blitzing? Whatever it might be, just give him something. So the question that we ask you tonight to start things off, and again, we'll get into DeFilippo. I'm sure to get into Carson Wentz as well. I see Wendell and Camden already wants to talk about Wentz. And the question that we're throwing out to you guys to start things off tonight, 610-632-0975. 7-9 record to start things off in 2016. 13-3 a year ago, getting the Super Bowl victory. Everyone loved him. Super aggressive. Trust in Doug. I know I was there coming into the season. I'm like, I trust everything Doug Peterson is doing. I think he's going to be the man here for years to come. Might be. Very well could be. But right now, there are questions to who he is as a head coach in the NFL for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, is Doug Peterson more of the 7-9 in 2016? Right now, 6-7, no better than 9-7 if they sweep these three remaining games in this particular campaign? Or is he that 13-3 type of NFL coach that we saw a season ago culminating into a Super Bowl victory over the New England Patriots? Which one for you is Doug Peterson? Or is it too early to tell? 610-632-0975. I tend to believe that the Doug Peterson I believe will be here is more along the lines of the 2017 Doug Peterson. Maybe not 13-3. I can see more of that 11-5 type of thing going to be in there sometimes where he gets that 12-4. Maybe he has another year like a 13-3. Maybe he does, in fact, get them to another Super Bowl opportunity. But right now, off of three seasons, you can beg the question that he might be more of the 7-9, 6-7 type of coach that we see here in front of us right now in the 2018 season. And of course, this 2016 season, 7-9, where we had a lot of questions about our coach here for the Philadelphia Eagles. So 610-632-0975. Easy question to start things off for us tonight. Doug Peterson, which one is he for you? Which one is he for you? Is he that 7-9, 6-7, no more than 9-7 type coach this season? Or is he more along the lines of that 13-3 head coach for your Philadelphia Eagles going forward? 610-632-0975. Tommy, you've been hanging on. Do so for a couple of more minutes, man. We come right back. We get you first 25 minutes commercial free. 610-632-0975. Doug Peterson, who is he? Or is it too early to tell here on The Fanatic?
97.5, The Fanatic. According to ESPN's Football Power Index, the Birds are down to a 5% chance to make the playoffs. According to the PA State Police, you have a 6% chance of getting pulled over today. So slow down. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, the Big Move Sale. Conkerville Subaru will be moving to their new showroom within a month. Everything in their old showroom must be sold. No reasonable offer will be refused. As an additional incentive, buy a 2019 Outback for 0% interest for 36 months on select models, or buy an Impreza or Legacy for 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on now. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Special financing and event end January 2nd, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. Conkerville cares.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save
at holidayinnexpress.com. Terms apply.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
There are 10,000 wine grape varietals worldwide. Here's to thousands and thousands of gift possibilities.
Chardonnay paired with lobster mashed potatoes? Simply delicious.
I know just the right $10 bottle for your white elephant party.
The most stolen gift award is yours guaranteed.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
The custom of bumping glasses with a cheers greeting came from Old Rome. When in Rome, cheers.
Satisfy Auntie Alice's sweet tooth with a pairing of port and bourbon pecan pie. And just maybe, you won't get another ugly sweater this year.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can now find a perfect wine in your budget.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. This year, Santa's changing ho, 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 as in 000. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payment, and 0% interest until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now, and who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for years to come. Window Nation windows make the greatest gift, an inviting, warm, cozy, comfortable home. So visit windownation.com today for the triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months, and $200 off each window. No minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop online at windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $209 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Plus, based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always stow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution or lease through Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 1-6-20. 25 cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12-17-18.
Ever miss something and wish you could listen later? Just like TV, podcasts put you in control of what and when you listen. Like PG Parental Guidance Needed, a podcast about juggling parenthood. Listen when it fits your schedule. Go to bpodstudios.com to learn more.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family and Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family and Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Sports Talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
719, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you until 10 o'clock. Joe Torti in at 9. We share the hour, 9 to 10, right here on The Fanatic. Always love that hour hanging out with Joe Torti. You guys can get in as well, 610-632-0975. And a bunch of Philly stuff just floating around with the winter meetings going on right now. And the Phillies getting in on some action with the Major League free agents all over the place. And you're starting to see some names attached to them. And we'll get to those again as well as we get things started here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. As we get things started, as said, we're starting with the Philadelphia Eagles and Doug Peterson. Who is he? Is he that 7-9 guy, this season guy? Because you combine the 2016 and the 2018 seasons together, because at best this year they're 9-7. So maybe 8-8, 7-9, 9-7 type of season. Or is he more along the lines of that 13-3 type of head coach that we can look forward to for years to come? I raise my hand and say I think he's a winning head coach in this league, obviously because of the Super Bowl. Can he sustain that year after year and make sure this team is there to compete every year and contend in the NFC East and in the NFC Conference going forward? Once you win the Super Bowl, it's no longer about the NFC East. It's about the NFC. Let's start off in Florida with Tommy on 97.5. Hey, Tommy, what's going on?
Yo, Devo.
What's going on, man? Thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, man?
Good, good.
You don't mind me calling you Devo, do I?
Not at all, man. Had plenty of that growing up, man. Family, no doubt.
All right, Devo. I think there was two pivotal points in that game. The first point is in the kickoff. I don't understand how they couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, I think it puzzled us all, Tommy.
I know. And then the second one was the Dallas Carter job when they called an offensive pass interference, which I think was totally bogus.
Yeah, and they failed to call to throw the flags when he was hitting the helmet twice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think we got squeezed on those jobs. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, they could have gone the other way, no doubt about it.
All right. I appreciate you taking my call, man.
No.
I'm going to take too much of your time. All right.
All good, Tommy. Enjoy the weather down there, man. Thanks so much. Hope it's good in Florida. 610-632-0975. Send some of that weather up here. I hate the cold. Let's go to Wendell and Camden on 97.5. Wendell, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you practice to lead the players, the receivers with the ball, right?
Sure.
And what's Carson Wentz's problem? He can't seem to lead the players with the ball.
Right now, a lot of things look like they're off window when it comes to his mechanics. The fact that he's throwing the ball too deep on his deep passes. Sometimes he's missing short or behind on underneath things. And you can question, Wendell, whether it's the fact that the injury is not 100%, which I think a lot of us do believe that he is not 100% right now on the football field. Now, with that being said, he's out there. So we expect him to go out there and perform to his best ability overall if he's out there on the football field. And right now, he is not doing that.
I think the injury is still bothering him.
Yeah, it could very well be.
Next year is where really where, listen, he's out there for these final three games. We need to see him perform at a high level to try to get this team into the postseason. But once the season is done, Wendell, next year we shift that focus, because once he's back from that injury for over a calendar year, we know he came back early, that's when we will really start to, again, evaluate him, and the spotlight will be on him to go out there and produce for this football team offensively.
And as far as Peterson is concerned, he never called too many plays in Kansas City. I think we really need an offensive coordinator, someone to call the plays. And that Dallas game, that was ridiculous what the referees are doing.
No, it was, man. Thanks for the call. It was tough, but I'm not going to blame the officials, because at the start of the game, as we pointed out, we know about that one, not saying that that was a fumble recovery. Obviously, it was by Kamu Grugier-Hill after Malcolm Jenkins stripped the ball, forced the fumble. Eagles recovered easily. We all know what it was. They did not call it. There was plenty of football left to go in the game. Plenty of football, and Carson Wentz, since we just talked about him, was not good enough, and he didn't do enough to help the football team get off to a good start. They only scored 28 points in the first quarter all season long. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. And that was a playoff atmosphere in Dallas. We needed Carson Wentz as a playoff team right now to get into the postseason, to go out there and kickstart things for the Philadelphia Eagles. And unfortunately, he and the offense did not do that. But it all starts with him, and it starts also with Doug Peterson. You get Josh Adams going with a nice run right away, get him another one, and then you don't see him for a little bit. You start to go into pass-happy mode, and we know how things go then. You start to forget, and you get to the fourth quarter. Now you're playing. You're going back and forth. A shootout with the Dallas Cowboys. You're in the end zone. We're in the end zone. You're in the end zone. We're in the end zone. And you forget about the running game. And that's that. 610-632-0975. Who is Doug Peterson? The 7-9 2016 head coach. This season head coach. Or more along the lines of the Super Bowl 13-3 season head coach. Dan in Collegeville joins us on 97.5. Dan, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good.
I think it's way too early to see what kind of Doug Peterson, what kind of coach he's going to be. Long term, I would imagine him be somewhat like Andy Reid, to where if he can get the good players and the consistent play from the players and they're not getting injured, I think they're going to be in the playoffs and they're going to be deep runs. Example, last year, you didn't really have anyone go down. You had Carson Wentz go down towards the end of the season, but you still had all your wide receivers.
You had Peters out, which you had now, not Isaac Seumalo, you had Big V out there, and you had to switch from Steve Wisniewski at the left guard, and you, of course, on the defensive side, let's not forget about Darren Sproles, then on the defensive side, Jordan Hicks.
Yeah, but they were all gone before, or at least in the very beginning of that run, to where it's not like you were building up momentum, and then all of a sudden they went down. Darren Sproles went down early. Jason Peters went down early. Hicks was out early. Carson Wentz was really that only player that went down in the middle of their run on that 9-game win streak, to where they had momentum built up, but they were building that momentum up with the team they currently had. This year, they haven't been able to build momentum because someone's going down every game. So, and not only that, last year when they were blowing people out, Doug Peterson didn't have to come from behind. And he didn't really have to do so much game management towards the end of the game.
Because he had the lead a lot of times, right?
Yeah, and not only that, it was a huge lead. You know, it would be like 35-10 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, to where if the defense gave up a touchdown, congratulations. It doesn't look as bad for the other team. But now it's these games to where they start off too late. You know, this Dallas game, the last Dallas game, just seems like a lot of these games, they're not catching fire until the very end when it's almost too late to where they're coming back. Why can't they play like that all game?
Right, and that's what we're pointing out there, Dan. Thanks for the call, man. Why they get off to these slow starts? Why? Why are they getting off to these slow starts so much? Why can they not get things going? We know you have the first 15 scripted plays. What's wrong with the first 15 scripted plays where they're just simply not working? Why are they not working? Execution? Obviously, it's execution. Or is it simply that the play calling is not very good, but we've seen so many good things play calling wise with Doug Peterson from last year. And even this year, we've seen some things where you'd be like, oh, I like that one. Cool. Especially when you're aggressive overall. We've seen things. We've seen things to give us confidence of who he is as a head coach. But then we've seen those other things where you can just simply point out this season, he has not been very good, period. So again, we asked the question, is he more of that 7-9 this season type of coach or last year's type of coach where you have that confidence moving forward that you're not worried about Doug Peterson whatsoever? Or is it too early to make a call like Dan just pointed out? 610-632-0975. John and Gladwin is next on the Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Okay, I got a comment which probably leads into your Doug Peterson question.
Sure.
I heard a reporter today say about how we need to run the ball against the Rams because, you know, they're vulnerable to the run.
That was Zach Berman on with Sal Palantonio, right? Yeah.
But you can understand why you would shy away from the run when you have a franchise quarterback like
Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm. Right? To me, that's exactly the problem with the Eagles. That thought process is why we're here where we're at now. And going forward and into next year, if that continues and we don't run the ball and keep the defense on the field like we've been doing a lot this year, we're going to continue to lose games and be around a 500 team. And I'm leaning more toward Doug Peterson being a 500 coach because I can't understand why when you win six games running the ball 25 times or more, you keep going back to this 10-12 game. Right. I don't understand
especially
that.
Especially if they rely on analytics a nice amount and you see the numbers telling you what it is, you would think that they would lean more towards it and go after it that way.
Put out the record of last year and this year when they ran the ball 25 times or more. I bet you it's astounding. The wins when they've done it and the losses when they haven't. Win-loss when they haven't.
Yeah, listen, man, thanks for the call, John. Really appreciate it. And then in terms of your point about the franchise quarterback and why they like to get away from the run game overall, I mean, listen, you can. I'm not saying Josh Adams is Ty Gurley or anything like that because I wouldn't say that. He's not there yet. We don't even know if he's a feature back. We just know that he's a back who can perform in this league. But you have a franchise quarterback, you would think, in Los Angeles with Jared Goff. They run the football. Franchise quarterback also with Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and you can go on and on and on with so many other good running backs around the NFL. You just need to do it enough where it's a balance, where it's a threat, where it's a weapon against the defense, where they have to look at things differently when they're trying to defend you. You only run the ball a handful of times against Dallas because you're down 6-0, 9-0, and then you just get away from it because you feel like you can only get back into the game by passing the ball with Carson Wentz. Mix things up. It might help Carson Wentz. And if you feel like he doesn't have it going because of the lack of accuracy, the bad mechanics that might be showing in game, yes, you want to get him some easy passes to get things going, but you also might be able to help him out by using a running game. If it works, then the play action is a lot easier going down the field. Start off with some short things. Mix in some of that stuff. We know he goes to Zach Ertz. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on The Fanatic. Joe Torti will be in at 9 o'clock. We'll spend the 9 o'clock hour, 9 to 10 together talking whatever we're all into. Obviously, some birds will be on the table for you all as well. 610-632-0975. Brian in the Northeast checks in on 97.5. B, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
All right. Quick thing. Technically, I don't want to talk about the Cowboys game. We're just going to beat ourselves up over it. But we still got a shot. The Vikings have three games left. Two of them are at home. They got the Dolphins this week, who just got destroyed on defense by the Patriots. But just got to hope for some luck here, and maybe we'll get lucky. But for the game, I mean, Wentz was still 22 of 32, 228 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, 68.7 completion percentage. He did have that costly fumble, but I think it was more just inactivity in the beginning of the game, and the defense is just so banged up in the secondary that mm-hmm. we just couldn't cover him. And the other thing, too, is that, I mean, I think the creativity and the play calling has dropped significantly this year.
Sure.
And that coupled with, you know, we were fourth in the league in sacks last year. We don't really blitz that often. This year we're 21st. So when Schwartz can't get pressure, you know, it puts the guys in the back end in a lot of bad situations. And if they're not, you know, savvy back there or, you know, talented, which they aren't right now, it makes it really hard for the defense to get stops and play well. And then that puts the offense in a situation where they're constantly forced to score points. And it's just really made it difficult for the play calling on offense in general because we're more predictable. And our defense, I thought they played with a lot of heart this weekend. It's a shame they weren't able to get the win, but I was very impressed with the defense this weekend.
Yeah, I was too, and they were just gassed at some point, B. They just couldn't hold up any longer. Thanks for the call, man. And we know that Rasul Douglas play there for Amari Cooper in overtime that was tipped last year. That wasn't tipped. That was intercepted and ran back. Or at least tipped enough where it was knocked down and maybe Dallas gets a field goal opportunity and makes their field goal. The Eagles get an opportunity and they go down and score a touchdown to win that game. The defense was gassed, and you just heard Sal Powell doing the Sal Powell Football Hour where he was talking to Brandon Graham post-game in the locker room, sitting there beat, just flat-out beat, drinking water because he was so tired from being out there on the field. We know the time of possession was super crazy, leaning more towards the Dallas Cowboys. The offense had to get it going. They could not. Why did it take until the fourth quarter? Is it Carson Wentz? Is it Doug Peterson? Is it both? That's why we're asking who he is as a head coach. Or is it too early to tell after three seasons? 7-9 record in 2016, 13-3 last year, 6-7 right now, no greater than 9-7 at the end of the season if they win the final three games of this 18 campaign. 610-632-0975. Cut in Center Valley is next on the Fanatic. Cut. What's going on?
Devon, first of all, pleasure to talk to you, man. I've always wanted to give you a call.
Oh, thank you, man. Pleasure. My pleasure.
Hey, listen, bro. I wanted to touch a little bit of the birds, but everything's already been said, and I agree with it all. I will say this. As far as Doug Peterson, totally lost my confidence this year. I think he quit on his team. There was a couple situations where he could have stepped up and shown them that you know, he had confidence in them. And he went the other way. Total contradiction of a book called Fearless, just in my opinion. Now, I'll stop there with him. I got to go with you, and I want to ask you a question. And, you know, I want you to say, cut, you're reaching. It's nothing there. But I've been watching for a couple months now with this Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, even before Jimmy Butler. I'm not seeing the chemistry. I'm not seeing that, and I'm talking that almost off the court chemistry, Devon. They don't look like they don't look like they homies. They don't look like they cool. Very rarely do they slap five or dap each other after one another does something, but they all do it. They both do it to other players. Devon, something there. And I've been seeing it, and Joel's body language in these last two games has been horrendous. Horrendous.
Yeah.
Horrendous. I mean, he's starting to disappoint me. I don't think he deserves to act like that spoiled brat superstar yet. And that's what I'm seeing. I thought Jimmy Butler came here, took a back seat. I thought he was humble. I thought he could have came in here and did what he's doing from the rip, but he took a back seat because of all the baggage that came from Minnesota. Joel, you got nothing to say right now. You wait till you play your worst game of the season to want to come out and talk about the coach. That's a sucker move, man. That's a sucker move. Well, I just want to know what you think.
Well, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, man. I'll hang up and let you hear what I have to say. In terms of the relationship of Simmons and Embiid, no, they're not best friends. They're okay. They don't love each other, but they're cool. And oftentimes in sports, when we see stars on a team, we want them to be super tight. And hey, I'm guilty of it too. Growing up, you see guys and you're like, oh man, you know, I wish they were, it seems like they're super cool, and you find out that they're not. They are not super cool. They're good. They're okay. They're just okay. On the floor, Embiid does have a different type of body language sometimes, and over the last couple of games, I agree with you, Cut. He has been more See, I'm not even going to say it's tired, but, you know, looking kind of lax and, you know, something that I don't want to see. And I think he'll be fine going forward. But we've already heard him expressing his displeasure about his role in the offense since Jimmy Butler's been here. Later going back and saying that it was taken out of context. No, it wasn't. You said what you said and you felt how you felt. That's what it is. But they are not best friends. They are good enough on the floor together where they're friends enough. They're cool. Sometimes, Cut, I mean, you can't see everything. There are those times where they hug each other and they walk and, you know, one got his arm around the other and, you know, a little low five. Ben always reaches out to high five everybody. Joel Embiid only receives them. He doesn't necessarily give them. And Simmons is the one who initiates that high five or something. So I can see where you're coming from as a fan. You're looking at it and saying, oh, man, I don't know. These two stars, they want their shine. Now you have Jimmy Butler coming in. Is he taken away from their shine? I'm not going to go there yet. I don't think it's time for that yet. But it's not like it isn't visible where you would want them to be a little bit closer. 610-632-09. 75. Ian in Philadelphia joins us next on 97.5. Ian, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? Good to talk to you, bro.
You too, man. Thank you for calling.
I when looking at it, I think Doug is who we see this year. I think that, you know, the difference between last year and this year is quite evident. I really think that he relied a lot on DeFilippo and Frank Wright to really help him out. Now, I don't think he's arrogant to the point where he's like, I don't need them. I think he's like, let me try it and see what happens. But I think he definitely needs a helping hand, so to speak, with the offense.
Hmm.
Because it's too much of a drop-off between last year's creativity and this year. You just don't see it. You're looking at the plays like, you know, is this the same guy? You know what I mean? And I'm just looking like the big difference between this year and last year are those two guys. Now, I get Carson Wentz might have some issues, but in terms of play calling, I just don't think there should be that big of a drop-off between last year and this year if it's the same person making all the plays, making all the calls, making all the decisions.
Well, I know that's the one thing a lot of people lean on, and we know DeFilippo got fired today by Minnesota, and if people want to certainly call in and say bring him back, I'm sure a lot of people will. I've heard it today, bring him back and bring him back on the offense strictly to help Carson Wentz get back to where he was. I don't know how he's going to do it in three games, but okay. But it's tough for me to say that, Ian, because this is the first time that he's without them. And
right.
I want to evaluate him next year without them if John DeFilippo is not here, and we know Frank Wright will be in Indianapolis. So I'm willing to give Doug Peterson another year, even more than another year, but I want to see him another year before I make that judgment on the fact that losing those two guys on the offensive side with him as coaches is the reason why he's not the same. Well, the success is not the same offensively for this team. And you got to couple it with the fact that the injury Carson Wentz had plays a part in it, too.
Right. I got you.
Yep.
Hopefully, next year he'll be a little better. I guess only time will tell, right?
Yeah, no question, man. Thanks for the call, Ian. Don't be a stranger. 610-632-0975. Time will tell. Time will definitely tell who we are, and Doug Peterson, I believe, is going to have time. The same for Carson Wentz. We're going to evaluate these guys, player and coach, off of this Super Bowl. The hangover, I guess, is real because now the Eagles have experienced it. Still an opportunity to make it to the postseason, but that hangover seems to be real. And at best, they can get the 9-7. Hopefully, they can make the postseason, get in there and make some noise. It's a tough task, tough task. But maybe they're up for the challenge. If they are, it's going to be on the shoulders of Carson Wentz. And, of course, the play calling of Doug Peterson in these final three games, Rams, Texans, and Washington. 610-632-0975. Couple open lines for the first time since we got started 42 minutes ago. Talking about Doug Peterson. Is he more of the 13-3 Doug Peterson or the Doug Peterson from 16 and this season as we evaluate him? Or Is it too early to tell? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike's on radio.
Are you kidding me?
Mike's on TV.
That'll put some lead in your pencil.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Weekdays from 2 to 5 on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Until 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic. This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds dropped their second game to Dallas this season and now trail them by 2 games for the NFC East lead with just 3 games to go. Just when you thought their playoff hopes were crushed, Minnesota did Philly a favor by losing on Monday Night Football. 2 losses for Minnesota and 2 wins for the Birds could change how Philly fans are feeling this week.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, the big move sale. Conkerville Subaru will be moving to their new showroom within a month. Everything in their old showroom must be sold. No reasonable offer will be refused. As an additional incentive, buy a 2019 Outback for 0% interest for 36 months on select models, or buy an Impreza or Legacy for 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on now. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Special financing and event end January 2nd, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. Conkerville cares.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Looking for wine with a reindeer-inspired name for your secret Santa? You've come to the right place.
The sweetness of a maple-glazed ham paired with a bourbon barrel-aged Cabernet. Uh-oh. We went there. And now my taste buds are hopping.
I can help you impress the boss with a great bottle of wine. Here's to a raise in 2019.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If California was its own country, it would be the 4th largest producer of wine after France, Italy, and Spain. Yep, we've got a whole lot of gifts in them thar hills.
Chardonnay paired with lobster mashed potatoes? Simply delicious.
Who couldn't use a friendly wine elf? I can help you find the perfect bottle at just the right price.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/radio for an additional discount. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/radio for more information.
Hey, everybody. Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. Gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in the bag.
Macy's one-day sale gets you ready for the holidays with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online. Coats and sweaters, we've got them for him and her. 50 to 60% off. Dazzle her with a pair of True Miracle diamond earrings for just $289. Watches from Bulova, Citizen, and Seiko, 30% off. And freshen up the guest room with a reversible three-piece comforter set. Lowest price of the season, $27.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Castrol Edge presents Ode to Joy. Don't let heat, friction, and viscosity breakdown ruin your engine's perfect harmony. For maximum performance, use Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Castrol Edge. It gets stronger under pressure. And that's the name of that tune. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and an STP extended life filter for $27.99 at AutoZone stores now. 3 times stronger against viscosity breakdown based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors. We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. That's RUTTER roofing.com. We will protect your house.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5, The Fanatic.
.750, 97.5, The Fanatic. Man, this is flying by already. We're heading into the 8 o'clock hour. That was quick. Joe Torre will join us at 9 o'clock. We'll run the 9 o'clock hour together going until 10. 610-632-0975 as we talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. And, man, this has been a disappointing season thus far, expecting to at least be in a good spot right now. Maybe 8-5, right, sitting atop of the NFC East, some struggles, you know, first-place schedule, Super Bowl type of schedule. Nothing easy, and that's to be expected. But 10, maybe 11 wins max. Here we are at 6-7, and it's disappointing. Not blaming anybody necessarily, right? We're just simply talking about, hey, the head coach has not been good this season with the offensive play calling. Yes, Carson Wentz missed the first 2 games, but when he got back out there on the field, all bets are off. We evaluate how we evaluate, and they have not been good together. 610-632-0975, but we need them to be good these final 3 games. Rams in L.A., Texans here in Philadelphia, Washington in Washington. They need to win all 3. Hopefully, if they win 2, everybody else cooperates, and that's what we're left to look at, the cooperation from other football teams. Doug Peterson, is he more of a 13-3 head coach or more along the lines of the 16-18 NFL head coach? 7-9 and 16, right now sitting at 6-7. At best, they could be 9-7. At worst, they can be 6-9. Who are they? They can be 7-9. Pardon me. Yeah. So we'll see. It's just there. No, 6-10. 6-10. What are we talking about, Brian? They could be 6-10. Then we'd be even more mad. It's awful. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown on 97.5. Chris.
Devon, you know what? I can't even believe it's gotten to be this bad. Like that Cowboy win has still got me frustrated because, you know, not forget the fact that the calls the refs made were absolutely piss poor. Like the fact that Carson was overthrowing people, and I remember back in the early weeks when I, you know, said something about LeGarrette Blount, Trey told me, don't forget what kind of running back LeGarrette was pre-postseason and during the postseason, how much different it was. But, you know, I always stand by, even when he was on the field and he wasn't getting the ball, you had to account for him being on the field. I don't know that we have that kind of back that makes anybody afraid of him. And you know, that's first and foremost.
No, but you do have to try and at least establish the run.
Oh, yes.
And we've seen Josh Adams have success.
Yeah, 1,000% agree with you. My second point I will make, you know, look at what Frank Reich has done with the Indianapolis Colts 7-6. That's not that. Look, if Frank Reich is coaching this football team, I'm guarantee you that we are running away with the division. And I'll tell you why.
Guarantee.
Last year, what I saw, you know, was the ability to have misdirection, ability to hide what they were really doing. Like I said, with LeGarrette in there, you didn't know if they were running it. Even if they weren't running it, they passed and they caught you off guard because they made you with the play action. Whatever it was, it worked. This year, Mike Rowe, and this is the indictment I'm making on Mike Rowe and why he absolutely must go. I don't want DeFilippo back because I don't think he, like I said, I think it was Frank Reich. But I just think that you do not see any misdirection. The fact of the running backs being the way they are, and yes, I'm not Josh Adams. I hope the best for him, and I want him to become that, but he's not that yet. And nobody is fearing him like that. So until we get that, the passing game is going to be locked down like it's been. Locked down.
Well, I mean, it might be. It might be, and you already just said it. Thanks for the call, Chris. You don't want John DeFilippo back. You think it was more Frank Reich who had the hand in a lot of the success offensively. Well, it's the running game. They have to get more involved. We've seen it, and I just heard I can't remember who said it earlier. Maybe it was John from Gladwin who pointed out, or someone else. I apologize, whoever it was, that said six games that they had success on with the ground game of a certain number. They've had success and they've won those games. You have to incorporate the run game in order for your balance to be there, and you're not so lopsided by using Carson Wentz throwing the ball down the football field. Period. They have to find a way to get the running game still going. Josh Adams, not saying he's Todd Gurley, but he is playing well. Okay? He's playing very well. 610-632-0975, feed him the rock. The offensive line is playing well. Let them push the pile. Move things. Stan in Orwicksburg is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Stan.
Hey, how are you? I was an Eagle fan since the 1950s, and I used to call plays here for a long time on the football team. And I'm watching these Eagles now, and I'm listening to all these people complain about Doug and all the other stuff. And you know what? When we get serious injuries in the backfield, I don't give a damn what play I called that wouldn't go. Last year's Eagle line and this line are basically the same. The difference last year was you had Blount, Ajayi, and Clement running ball. This year, I mean, take the Dallas game. There were 9 tries at third downs. They made one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if like last year when you had a 2 yards to go, you give the ball to Blount. The Eagles kept the ball, kept having first downs. The defense sat on the bench and rested. The offense stayed out and killed the clock. Wouldn't let the other team score. This year, there's no running game. I don't care who's calling the plays. You were saying that.
Yeah, no running game, but they have had success, Stan, where we've seen some good stuff with the running game.
Well, Adams makes one run for 30 yards. Then the rest of the time you give him the ball, he'll make 1 or 2 yards. And it averages out that he has 4 or 5 yards to carry.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the whole bottom line, the Dallas game here, they had time of possession double ours.
Yes.
So your defense is dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And Carson Wentz, last year you have Blount, you hand the ball off on third down. You're thinking about the next play. The play caller's thinking about the next plays and so forth. I'm telling you, I know the corners are weak. I know all that other stuff. But when you have to, in that fourth quarter last year, they keep handing the ball to Blunt. The other team, the defense was tired. Offense stayed on the field and kept scoring. Last year's defense wasn't that much better than this year's. They're missing some of the pass rushers and all the other stuff.
And certainly the corners and the safety stand. Thanks for the call with Roddy McLeod out, and you left with Corey Graham and even Avante Maddox, who was playing okay. He's injured, so it hurts you there. You're left with Corey Graham again out there, who's making just mistake after mistake as a veteran safety, and you have big plays, too many big plays down the field with the backups, third stringers, practice squad type of corners, and then too many snaps for a player like Corey Graham. And Malcolm Jenkins is the only one that you can trust, and he's all over the field. So, the running game, I mean, listen, I understand where Stan is coming from. Josh Adams will have a big one. That's how it goes for a lot of backs. If you're not Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, and some of the best Le'Veon Bell in the NFL, you're going to have those where you bang, 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 only get a couple, but then boom, you bust out for a 25, 30 yarder, maybe even more. Then it's again, bang, 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 4-2, 5-1, -2, whatever it might be. And then boom, again, you open things up. That's how it goes in the NFL. You're not going to pick up five, as the average says, every time unless you are Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, and so on with certain backs. And a lot of that has to do with the offensive line too. The blocking scheme, the fact that the blocking is holding up in front of the defensive front opposite you to have that success to allow your running back to get some positive yards and keep the chains moving. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. We are broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10. Joe Torti will be in at 9. Brian McLaughlin is producing the show all night long. We are here talking birds. Doug Peterson, is he more of a 13-3 Super Bowl winning type of head coach? And maybe not necessarily the Super Bowl winning head coach every year, but just getting the team in contention every season. Or is he more along the lines of the 2016 7-9 head coach, and now this campaign, 2018 6-7, no better than 9-7, at the worst 6-10? Is he more along the lines of that, or is it just simply too early to tell with Doug Peterson after three seasons? 610-632-0975. Glenn in Upper Darby. What's going on, Glenn? You're on the Fanatic. Wow. All right. 610-632-0975. We'll keep it moving. We go to Lancaster and Steve on 97.5. Steve, what's going on, my man?
Not much, Devon. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right, man. Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. So, one thing, and I know in professional sports, 3 years is a lot of time, but in the grand scheme, it's actually a pretty short amount. And in the 3 years that Carson Wentz has been our quarterback, we have a couple of things that we can look at, right? The first year, he wasn't supposed to be our starter. Sam Bradford was. He broke a rib, I believe it was, in preseason,
uh-huh.
But ends up being our starter week one, right?
Yes.
So we go 7-9 year one. The next year, he has the whole season before, all of the preseason. He's healthy. He's developing those relationships with our receivers. We end up winning the Super Bowl, 13-3 regular season. Quite honestly, 14-2 if we didn't actually just squander that Dallas game and play all of our third stringers at the end of the year. But we win the Super Bowl there. Now this year, he's hurt, obviously, with the ACL. Or MCL, whichever one it was, and the other ligament in his knee. He didn't have that offseason to go. And again, we're going to probably be around 7-9, maybe 8-8, depending on how the season goes.
Yes.
When they play the Texans, right? So I think that maybe it's not as much Doug Peterson. Maybe it's that Carson Wentz just didn't have the time to develop. Like, he was rehabbing his knee the whole time. He wasn't working on throwing that deep pass and being pinpoint, like, precision the whole time. And the other point there, too, is, like, at the beginning of the season, we were railing on the defense.
Yeah.
Even though they were giving up less yards per game this year than they were last year, or less points per game, I should say. And we were saying, like, hey, like, Is there something that we need to change? Like, is it our defense that's doing terrible? I mean, you keep them out there for so long, they're probably going to do worse eventually.
Right,
so I think
right.
It does go back to the offense. But, I mean, you only have a short period to look at it. One year he did well. One year he had the full preseason and offseason to work.
Okay, well, you see, and that's where you lean more along the lines of it's too early based on how these seasons have played out. Steve, thanks for the call. The way the seasons have played out, it's a good point. First year, you're supposed to have Sam Bradford. You may be able to make the trade with Minnesota, get him out. Carson Wentz is already injured in the preseason. Looked like it's going to be Chase Daniels to start the year off. He was all ticked off when they decided to go with Carson Wentz, which was the right move. They were not ready to win, and it was good to have Carson Wentz play the all 16 coming back. The next year, last season, 2017, we know how it went. Started off fantastic. Get into that 9-win situation for the Birds. They kept on rolling. Wentz gets hurt. And there we go, Nick Foles, storybook ending Super Bowl with a backup quarterback going into this year, starting the two games, and then Carson Wentz coming back early, rehabbing, going crazy to get back out there on the field. And he did very well to get back. Got the win right away, but it just never seemed like they were able offensively to get into a rhythm. After that Giants game, I raised my hand. I'm one, I was like, all right, the Giants game, even though it was the Giants, good warm-up. Open things up. The offense is going to be fine. The defense has been holding things down, keeping them in the game. Not great, but keeping them in the game. Just need the offense to do a little more. Carson is back. They finally did some things against the Giants. Opening up that playbook, put up a 30 spot on the Giants. No such luck. Cannot find a string of games to put together to get that winning streak going and gain that confidence week after week after week like they did a season ago. But doesn't mean you can't evaluate the head coach and what he's doing with what he has. Still the play calling. What's going on? 610-632-0975. Doug has not been good. You can say those things, but Doug has not been good. And we're going to evaluate it. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Let's go to Dave in Philly on 97.5. What's up, Dave?
Hey, great show. You're a very, very comical guy. I enjoy watching your show, listening to your show.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Look, this is the reality of it.
Okay.
If you're a basketball guy, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's say you're playing a game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, and you don't have a point guard. You don't have anyone directing your team. You're not at peak efficiency, right?
Right.
Okay. This team is not at peak efficiency. Is he that bad of a coach? No. Was he as good of a coach as he was last year? He had better people around him. Football is a game of attrition and execution.
And when you say better people around him, are you speaking of the offensive coaches that he lost?
I'm speaking of personnel? On the field and
okay.
Personnel off the field.
All right.
Okay, football is a game of attrition and execution. This team hasn't executed well. Why? Because we've lost so many people. Okay? You can't... Those ham and eggers that we had out there playing Dallas, we were lucky to even be in that game. I mean, those guys weren't even on a roster. Okay? They wouldn't have even made a G League team. Okay? So, you got to look at it from that way. Your question is whether or not Doug is as good as he was last year or is he as bad as he is now. You really can't judge him on that. I mean, let's face it. If you're hamstrung, you're not at peak efficiency. I think he's a better coach. He's learned from this. But all this stuff, Super Bowl hangovers, but all that didn't have anything to do. We gave the first two games you gave away.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so, I mean, you're starting off, look at where you're starting off at.
Well, they won the first game. They beat Atlanta the first game. They lost Tampa the next game.
Hey, here's one. All right, you're talking about how bad Doug is. How do you think they're feeling in Atlanta?
That's their problem.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So, it's a game, again, football's a game of attrition and execution. Until you get the right personnel in there, then you could really evaluate what's going on.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, Dave. Thanks for the call. We thought they had the right personnel in there this year. Yes, they have been injured. Not ignoring that. But we did, no doubt, believe that coming back to see a lot of us, I'm not going to speak for everybody. I again thought that they were a 10-11 win team max for this season and would get back to at least the NFC Championship game on the road in Los Angeles and probably lose. That's where I had them. But I thought they were good enough. Yes, the injuries happened. Jay Ajayi, Roddy McLeod, two big ones. Darren Sproles couldn't stay healthy at all. Jason Peters on and off the field. Lane Johnson. We know everything that happened. And here we are. Here we are. But we can evaluate. We can. We're allowed. Because we did expect them to come back and defend the Super Bowl championship much better than they actually have. 610-632-0975. Super Bowl hangover. The only reason we say it's a Super Bowl hangover is because for some reason, when you look at everything that has happened in the past, it's happening again. So just by happenstance, happening again. Super Bowl hangover where the Eagles are now bit by it. 610-632-0975. Damon in West Philly. Dame, what's going on, man?
Hey, Devon, what's happening, man?
How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Great show as always.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. Picking back off what you said, right, a few calls ago about the running game.
Uh-huh.
I believe we do have a runner in Josh Adams. But, you know, you touched upon it. Runners take a while to get warmed up. This guy he ran for 24 yards, and then they like shut him down. And that also goes into play with the offensive line. And the thing about Doug that bothers me and concerns me, when it was 3rd-and-1 and you had Carson in the shotgun, I've never coached a game of football in my life, but I've watched enough to say you put him underneath center and you just blast those guys for that 1 yard. And those are things that we got away from last year. You remember, Devon, we held the ball for like 8 minutes at a watt at times in those games by running the football and having that balance.
Right.
Honestly, man, I would like to get somebody from either the Giants camp or the Pittsburgh Steelers camp to come in here and run the offense because, not to say the head coach, just because they have that old-style football of still running the ball. Even though I know it's a passing league, you still have to run the football, man.
You have to get back to that balance, you know?
And
I understand where you're going because of Saquon Barkley, what he does, Le'Veon Bell, how they do it. They use those guys right and how they orchestrate the offense to have them go out there and do what they do. Yes, Josh Adams may not be them, but we still think this offensive line is good enough to help make a push and then give them an opportunity to be successful.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and then changing gears real quick to the Sixers, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, I saw something. Let me say this. I met Joel Embiid, nice guy. I know somebody who knows him personally, nice guy. When Jimmy Butler, I think it was against Charlotte when he hit the first buzzer beater, correct?
Yes.
And I recall they were in the huddle, and Joel walked out the huddle before the huddle broke. However, when Jimmy hit the shot, he did embrace him.
Yep.
And I believe he and Ben are friends. I mean, because Ben talked about he called him last year during the playoffs, and so I think there's a relationship there.
There is.
And I think they'll be fine. Here's what I like to say to Ben Simmons. If he's listening or somebody is one decision listening, in terms of his free throws, man, Ben needs a slight bend in his knees and holding that free throw. He would be so much better if he does that more consistently. And for whatever reason, if he can do that, that's going to elevate his game so much more. And I don't know why no one's pointing that out to him. Like a slight bend in his knees and just hold that follow through.
Well, I'm sure they've brought it up, and I guess it might be just hard for him in season to change things up. Dame, thanks for the call. And last night, even in as good a win as it was, the only blemish on Ben Simmons' stat line was the 2-for-9 at the free throw line. If he's not going to take the jump shots, and I keep saying it and I'll keep stressing, if he's not going to take the jump shots, I need him to convert 70% of his free throws. And some games he has some good ones, and then you get one like we had last night, 2-of-9 from the charity stripe. 610-632-0975. Talking Birds about Doug Peterson. Who is he? Is he the 13-3 head coach or more along the lines of that 500, below 500 type of coach as we are in year number 3 with Doug Peterson for the Philadelphia Eagles? We have yet to get to the Phillies. We've got a couple Sixers sprinkles in there as well. We're all for it. 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin is producing the show. We're here until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds dropped their second game to Dallas this season and now trail them by 2 games for the NFC East lead with just 3 games to go. Just when you thought their playoff hopes were crushed, Minnesota did Philly a favor by losing on Monday Night Football. 2 losses for Minnesota and 2 wins for the Birds could change how Philly fans are feeling this week.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And 1 Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wine are perfect for adult stocking stuffers. And they're really cute, too.
Sure, Pinot Noir is the classic wine to pair with turkey. But if you want to explore something more edgy, talk to me. How about an easy drinking Cote de Rome?
The custom of bumping glass with the cheers greeting came from Old Rome. When in Rome, cheers.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there are over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Here's to a whole lot of celebrating.
Crisp whites like a floral Sauvignon Blanc pairs perfectly with shrimp cocktail and other light appetizers. Now that's how you kick off a holiday meal.
Don't stress about choosing the right wine for a meaningful gift. Consider me your wine concierge.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Honey, why is that box?
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the Informed Delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
With Citadel High Rate Certificates, you can sit back and relax. You see, it's simple. You're earning more on your investment. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 2.6% when you open a 12-month certificate, or earn 3.05% on a 36-month certificate. Now, who doesn't love earning more? These high rates are available for a limited time, so don't miss out. Visit CitadelBanking.com/certificates, call, or visit any Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Minimum deposit to earn APY, $75,000. Rates subject to change.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
How many times have you heard a commercial on TV or radio advertising a free or low-cost kit to form a limited liability company? Everything is included, they say, but they then advise you that they're not attorneys. What's missing is an attorney to advise you whether you want a limited liability company, an S-Corp, or a C-Corp for the best protection against liability and the most tax advantages. Whistler Perlstein has formed thousands of entities, been around for 75 years, and are located locally in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. They have 30-plus attorneys with expertise covering these issues and many others. Call Michael O'Donohue at 610-825-8400 or go to their website at www.whistlerperlstein.com. Give them a call. They can help.
Sports Talk for Broomall and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
819 97.5, The Fanatic. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. To get in on the show here, Brian McLaughlin producing the show. I'm Devon Givens. 610-632-0975. Joined shortly by Joe Torti, being here for the 9 o'clock hour. So we run 9 to 10 together. Then I'm out of here. Joe T takes over until midnight right here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. And again, not to ignore what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. Just a quick second. Not a quick second, but I do want to again point out the things that are going on around the Major League Baseball hot stove real fast, and talk about the Phillies, who have signed, well, it appears to have an agreement with Andrew McCutchen, right? You all know Andrew McCutchen. $50 million, three-year deal for Andrew McCutchen. That's what it looks like. They are in agreement with him. That's pending a physical. Matt Gelb of The Athletic had it early. So, Phillies in agreement with outfielder Andrew McCutchen, $50 million for 3 years. Now, the number is kind of high, you would think, because Andrew McCutchen's production is kind of going down as he's gotten older. But, hey, this is a guy who has been an MVP candidate. He has had a nice stretch, what, like for like 5-6 years, where he was really at the top of his game. Someone who you can put out there in the outfield and give you, I mean, listen, it's a veteran in the locker room, number one, in the clubhouse, who can go out there, has had plenty of success, played with the Yankees as well, known more so with the Pittsburgh Pirates. That dude was good. Still decent. The money is kind of large. But when you're the Phillies and you're trying to attract people, you're going to have to spend. And while you might look at $50 million and say, heck, $50 million for Andrew McCutchen, it's not the old Andrew McCutchen. $50 million because the Phillies had $50 million to spend, and he was like, all right, I'll go there. Good signing there for Andrew McCutchen overall. Then I go to the New York Post. I'm looking at something there where they have a story that J.A. Happ is also a target, again, of the Philadelphia Phillies, the lefty, formerly of the Philadelphia Phillies. He was signed by the team in 2004 when he was selected in the third round. Pitched for the team from 2007 to 2010 last season. He spent time with the Yankees. And it looks like, in quotes here, that according to a talent evaluator from the AL East, said of the Phillies' interest in the 36-year-old lefty free agent, they are bringing it when it comes to J.A. Happ. So we'll see how things go. Another person with knowledge of the situation used the phrase, getting closer quote unquote, to describe the discussions between Hap and the Phillies. So they're doing things. They're being aggressive. They're being active. We all know we're really waiting on the two names, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, and see if one of these signings potentially leads to that next big one to really solidify the offseason and secure a very, very good team maybe for the Phillies coming in for the 2019 season. So we'll keep an eye on that as things keep going in Las Vegas at the winter meetings. 610-632-0975. Frank in Roxborough joins us next on the Fanatic. What's up, Frank?
How you doing?
Good, man. Could you take us off a speaker, please?
All right, I got you.
Thank you, man.
I was multitasking while I was waiting.
No doubt about it.
Yvonne, I'm having trouble trying to figure out how the Eagles can't figure out a way to utilize Golden Tate and Sproles. I don't know what happened. What happened to the screen game? You know what I'm saying, Yvonne?
Yeah, we saw the screen game come back a little bit where they were able to hit Corey Clement for a nice score. We saw Darren Sproles also maybe, you know, get a little bit here and there. They try to sprinkle in a tight end screen, maybe a wide receiver screen. It's not as effective as it used to be, Frank. I understand where you're coming from because a lot of us as Eagles observers have been asking for the same thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be on the outside. A lot of times it's the middle screen now.
Right. I mean, Golden Tate is very good in open field. I can't understand. Didn't they watch some of the Lions tape to see how they use this man?
Yeah, I'm sure they have, man. They've been trying to fit him in. In some cases, Frank, they've been overdoing it, trying to fit him in. And it's been to the detriment of the team because you're starting to miss out on others like Alshon Jeffrey, maybe even Dallas Goedert, Nelson Aguilar, because they were trying to force feed and justify, Frank. Thanks so much for the call, man. Appreciate you listening. Justify the addition of Golden Tate, and it was hurting the offense. It was. We saw the 1-7-catch game, of course, that he had. Very good game, of course, back at the link. Very good game. But, I mean, last week, nothing. And you see some frustration from him. When the ball was coming his way, I remember one specific time the ball came to him, a little bit behind him, a little bit late. It was already third down. It was going to be knocked down. He just basically swatted it down at that point. You can see the frustration as he ripped the strap on his chin guard to walk to the sideline. A lot of visibly frustrated people, and it has been puzzling as to why Golden Tate cannot be more involved in the offense. It also goes back to Mike Groh. Is he having an issue, Mike Groh, as the offensive coordinator, trying to get Golden Tate involved in the offense? Still also sharing the football with Ertz, Jeffrey, Aguilar. Jordan Matthews makes some plays from time to time. Dallas Goedert, who we saw again over against Dallas, the Cowboys, on Sunday, he's had success when he's able to touch the football. A lot of weapons. Why are they not moving the ball well enough? Well, the quarterback has not been playing well enough. And maybe it's the play calling by the offensive coordinator or the head coach. 610-632-0975. Daryl Malvern is next on the Fanatic. Daryl, what's going on?
Hey, Devon, got a lot to get to here, so I'm going to jump right in. First of all, Carson Wentz, he's forgotten the fundamentals of the game. He is a terrible, terrible quarterback from the pocket right now. His release is back to the way it was coming out of college, long and looping. He doesn't have the ball up high. His feet are not properly set. He's got tunnel vision, and he's holding onto the ball too long. I say he desperately, desperately misses John DeFilippo, and also not having had the offseason to work with D3 the way that he did the year before last. Secondly, Mike Groh was not an offensive coordinator. He was a wide receiver coach.
Right.
And he has not shown himself to be adept at being a game planner or play caller. But thirdly, and most importantly, Doug Peterson. The man is unequivocally the village idiot.
Oh.
And I'm going to spell it out here. First of all, You have to understand the capabilities of the running backs that you have. Deuce Staley played for the Eagles when they had three very competent backs, Brian Westbrook, Carell Buchholter, and himself. And they could afford to do a rotation. But any back that respects the craft of running back has to recognize that backs get better the longer they're in the game because they get a feel for their offensive line. They get a feel for what the linebackers are doing.
Uh-huh.
And backs are strategic in how they run the ball. It's not simply give them the ball and go hit the hole. They've got to get a feel for the game. They've got to see it unfold in front of them. And these backs are not being properly utilized. Using a rotation is not effective, number one. Number two, when you have a guy that only touches the ball four times in the first half, and one of those was a 24-yard run, and you're playing a team that has proven itself to be able to put points on the board or at least move the ball up and down on the field on you at will, and you refuse to commit to the running game, what are we looking at? Andy Reid again? This guy simply is overmatched on every level. Frank Reich was the brains behind that team. Then Frank Reich was happy to be behind the scenes, okay, part of a Super Bowl winning team, knowing that he would get his shot.
Now, why do you say Frank Reich was the brains of the team as if he's really done something to make that statement true?
Look at how the Colts are doing. The Colts are an up-and-coming team.
Yeah.
They have improved leaps and bounds over where they were last year. And guess what?
Uh-huh.
For the most part, Andrew Luck is playing at a higher level than he's played in 3 years.
Absolutely. He has not been healthy. Daryl, thanks for the call. How do we know that Doug Peterson won't snap back into it next year with a healthy Carson Wentz the same way they have a healthy Andrew Luck in Indianapolis for Frank Reich? How do we know that, Daryl? We don't know that. He is not a village idiot. He has not had a good season, but in my opinion, he is not a village idiot. I'm willing to run with Doug Peterson to see what happens. I am. I think he's good. I think he is more along the lines of that 10, 11, maybe even 12 win team, keeping this franchise more than afloat as they make their run. He's not a village idiot. And I don't know that Frank Reich is the difference with anything. I don't know that John DeFilippo is a difference, except for he was able to, like, the quarterback whisperer for Carson Wentz and make things work. Carson Wentz, healthy next year. I want to see Carson Wentz healthy next year to really evaluate things with him. Healthy after the knee injury, comes back, ready to roll, better pocket passer, hopefully, able to move outside of the pocket again, move on the run, whatever it might be, move the pocket so he can throw on the move a little bit. That's what I want to see next season from Carson Wentz. Doug Peterson, not a village idiot, Darryl. I disagree with you there. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. I get to spend 9 to 10 with Joe Torti. When he gets in here, we hang out talking some Birds, maybe even some Phillies and Sixers as well. James in Westchester joins us on the Fanatic. James, what's going on?
How much? How you doing tonight?
Good.
So the thing with me about the Eagles right now, I mean, you can put play calling aside, you can stop blaming the refs, put all that aside. Right now, when these big losses, Dallas, Tennessee, Carolina, there's not one quarter where the offense and defense are both playing at their best.
Right. We have not seen a complete Eagles team yet.
Exactly. And my thing was, over the offseason, I was surprised to see them let go of Vinny Curry or let go of a Bowell, who they got signed by Tampa Bay, and now you see the defense comes to fourth quarter. That defensive line is tired.
Yeah, well, but they thought eventually that, first of all, they thought Michael Bennett would be good, as he has been as of late. Then you don't know that Derek Barnett is going to get hurt. Haloti Ngata has not been as productive as you would have liked. So they thought they were able to make up for those losses with those players. And unfortunately, with Tim Jernigan also out, we have not seen that come to fruition.
Yeah, and it's hard to watch because, I mean, that Carolina game, the defense played some of those first three quarters, and then it just did not look well. And you know, you can't really blame the play calling as much. I mean, I don't always agree with, like, a
option to the short side on third down. But at the same time, I mean, I think that defense looks tired. I think the defensive line can use some help. Dante Fowler was available for the Jags. We're clearly trying to get him out there. He could have been a nice addition, but, you know, they got to work with what they got now.
No, they do. Absolutely, James. Thanks for the call. They have three games remaining. We don't know what the offseason holds, but right now we're not looking to the offseason because we hope that they're able to make the postseason here with these final three games, Rams, Texans at home, and then back to Washington to take on that scrub team, and they better not lose that one. 610-632-0975. Gerald in Miami is next on the Fanatic. G, what's going on?
How you been, Devon?
Good, man. Good to hear from you.
Good to talk to you always. So a couple of things. I want to talk Sixers, but I want to talk a little Eagles first.
Uh-huh.
So,
yep.
Number one, DeFilippo helped Carson navigate into the league. My thing is, if he's available, you get him back there. Hopefully that comfort level, I don't think it can hurt, and it can only help.
For three games, you mean?
Yeah, and hopefully have him on the staff for next year. But I just think it can only help him continue to grow as a quarterback because he was part of the team that helped Carson grow into what he, you know, what he was last year.
The MVP candidate.
Yeah. So I think you try to reset that, you know, I don't see how it can hurt. Number one. The second thing is, here's the thing. We all know Andy Reid is a really good coach, but that doesn't mean that he's not an idiot sometimes. And I think Doug Peterson's kind of in the same space where he is a good coach, but sometimes he gets so enamored and so caught up in the moment that he does idiotic things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at every game we lost this season, Devon, every game we passed the ball over 60% of the time, some of the games into the 70 percentiles. Yet against Dallas, we passed the ball 69.5% of the time. When we pass in the 50s, in the 50 percentiles, we won every game this season. But when we don't, we lose. And it's like, somebody has to be there to balance out the genius or the greatness of Doug Peterson that can turn into Andy Reid idiocy and say, look, we need to run the ball. We need to stick to the run.
Yeah, and that's where you will hope that, listen, Mike Grove doesn't have the cachet, but maybe that's where Deuce Staley, who has been in there for a while, can get in the ear and say, look, Doug, we got to get this guy going. We got to get this guy going. Josh is running well, and we don't know that that voice is there.
Well, but I'm a little unimpressed with Deuce Staley's running backs rotation, so I don't know if he's the guy either, to be honest with you. I like Deuce, but I don't know if he's really the guy because they say we don't have anybody emerging, but it's like a guy gets hot and he pulls him out the game. And every time they get asked about it, he says Deuce handles the rotation.
Yeah.
So, and that's been for years. Like, this has been a problem for a few years where we've had problems with the rotation. So let's move on to the Sixers. Number one, we got to remember they have the second best record in the league right now. So as do we have things we got to work on? Yeah. But right now we have a better record than everybody in the Western Conference. So
no, I know. I'm 19-9 right now, two games out of first. Toronto is in first place, 21-7. They're tied with Milwaukee for that right now. 19-9 are the Golden State Warriors. And that's about it.
Right. So literally we have the second best record. We're tied with a couple teams, but we have the second best record in the league right now. So, but here's what I'm going to say to you, and nobody wants to really criticize them.
Okay.
Say when it. I hear Embiid say that he's not happy with his role, I think the biggest problem that we have on this team, as he's an amazing player, he's talented, and we have to figure it out. But the reason why Embiid's playing away from the basket is because we have a point guard that if he can't dribble down and get past somebody and we go into an offensive set, he becomes completely worthless to us.
So
unless
he taking a shot at Ben?
Yeah, unless we put him by the basket. Well, if we put our point guard by the basket, Jimmy Butler's cutting to the basket a lot. Where's Embiid going to go anywhere but outside?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we've talked about, gee, good to hear from you, man. We've talked about a lot of that stuff where there's this unique thing going on with the Sixers because of the point guard being who he is, someone who's not shooting the basketball. I'm not saying that Embiid is taking a shot at Ben Simmons when he's pointing out the fact that he's not happy with the offense and where he is. And let's also be honest. Joel Embiid out on the perimeter a lot of times is his own doing as well. Yes, the play call is for him to be out there, but he doesn't have to settle for the three-pointer a lot of the times. He can they can adjust things on the fly and make it work where they can get back onto the block and get him an easy shot, an attempt at an easy shot. I like Embiid a lot. I argue with Brian Westbrook a lot about how you can't win with a center in the NBA like Embiid. And we argue and I say, I disagree with you. This dude is different. The head coach has to make things work. And you have two other players that need the basketball as well. You have to find a way to make things work. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll all figure it out. They have a winning record with Jimmy Butler here. And they're not even there yet where we expect them to be overall as a basketball team. And G made a good point. 19-9, they have the second best record in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors. Denver is 18-9, and Milwaukee is 18-8. The lead, the NBA's best is 21-7, Toronto Raptors, and the Sixers only two games behind them. And we've complained about a few games that they've blown those big leads. They're very good. They're very, very good. 610-632-0975. Don in Maryland checks in on the Fanatic. Don, what's going on?
How much? What's going on with you?
Not much, man.
Well, I just go back to what Daryl said. He's kind of an idiot. But, you know, I think the deal with this is that, you know, you got to think about Carson Wentz being injured all that time, not having the chemistry and everything, and a plethora of injuries. And you got to think, the backup to the backup to the backup is injured. You know, we're going to say Doug Peterson is a good coach because he had an off year with a pile of injuries.
Uh-huh.
You talk about our defensive line. Your Jernigan's out, Barnett, you know. And people just like, it's just people losing their mind. It's like, listen, man, with this amount of injuries, what do you want to happen? And that's just like, I'm just befuddled by everybody. Like, I'm from Philly. I understand it. But we won the Super Bowl last year. You know, we had injuries this year. Like, Doug Peterson's a good coach. Of all the coaches we've had all these years,
uh-huh.
He's won a Super Bowl. I mean, and you look at our front office, you know, Howie Roseman, he makes good deals. You know, like the Flyers, you know, Paul Holmgren, who ships all away everybody. You know, we have good players. We're going to have good players. The only thing I think, maybe we should have kept, you know, LeGarrette Blount and, you know, Vinnie Curry and people like that. But, you know, it's, I've just seen people losing their mind for no reason. I think this coach, 13-3, 12-4, probably a couple more, you know, Super Bowls. Next year, Carson will work with his other receivers, get that timing down, we'll be good.
Yeah, I think they will bounce back there, Don. Thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. I think they will bounce back simply because Carson Wentz, we think, if his knee is right, will be 100% healthy after the ACL. Basically a year removed from that injury, year and a half removed from that injury. So they'll be in a good spot as things get underway the start of next season. And how about this? They better be, because they do have talent. They are going to have to pay him, and that's what we've been led to believe by Howie Roseman, Joe Douglas, Andy Weidel, the rest of the front office, that they are going to be able to pluck certain players and put certain things out there, and they're going to be successful. Yes, Josh Adams, Corey Clement, who is now out for the remainder of the season. They're able to get those types of players and have them compete and be an important part of the Eagles. But they also have to hit on those draft picks, make the right signings. Was Haloti not the right signing? Nelson wasn't the right signing at the linebacker position. He's not even here. So there are some that you can look. Corey Nelson, if for people who don't remember, came from Denver and he didn't even make the team. There are some. Mike Wallace didn't even play because of the injury, and some felt he was done anyway. They have to be on point next year. Forget about the Super Bowl hangover after this one. This one is hopefully a playoff appearance. We'll see what happens. But if they don't, there are going to be a lot of questions as to what they do. Jay Ajayi, Ronald Darby, two players, free agents with ACLs. Maybe you can get them on a cheap. Do you even bring them back? Will they even be healthy enough to be ready for the start of the season? So a lot of questions to go with the team. And it's also about Doug Peterson, the questions with him as the head coach and play caller. 610-632-0975. That's what we're talking about. Peterson, more of a 13-3 last year type of coach, or that 500, 7-9, maybe 8-8 type of head coach. Is he more that, or is it too soon to tell? 610-632-0975. Joe Torti in the house as well. Brian McLaughlin here producing the show right on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
The Birds dropped their second game to Dallas this season and now trail them by 2 games for the NFC East lead with just 3 games to go. Just when you thought their playoff hopes were crushed, Minnesota did Philly a favor by losing on Monday Night Football. 2 losses for Minnesota and 2 wins for the Birds could change how Philly fans are feeling this week.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
With Citadel High Rate Certificates, you can sit back and relax. You see, it's simple. You're earning more on your investment. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 2.6% when you open a 12-month certificate, or earn 3.05% on a 36-month certificate. Now, who doesn't love earning more? These high rates are available for a limited time, so don't miss out. Visit CitadelBanking.com/certificates, call, or visit any Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Minimum deposit to earn APY, $75,000. Rates subject to change.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly-dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Anthony Gargano. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Tropicana Atlantic City. Our free daily holiday musical light show with a 35-foot-tall tree synchronized to music returns to the quarter. Playing in the Tropicana showroom, Jingle, a magical holiday spectacular featuring Kevin and Caruso's aerial magic. Celebrate New Year's Eve with dazzling fireworks on the Tropicana boardwalk. Plus, stuff your stockings with Tropicana gift cards. For more information, visit Tropicana.net and have a great holiday season. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Geico gives you a quick way to save money. And 97.5 The Fanatic is giving you a quick way to listen to Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic. Then say, Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic. Now you can get Philadelphia's The Fanatic anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. Then when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo and switch to Geico if you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or RV insurance. Get it at geico.com. Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, 49, 97.5, The Fanatic. 9 o'clock, we will be joined by Joe Torti as we get ready to start the Joe Torti Show, going until midnight. 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Let me tell you guys about the Fanatic deal of the week. This week only, get one peak day pick ticket to Blue Mountain Resort, valid through the 2018-19 season for just $40. Blue Mountain is the home of Pennsylvania's highest vertical, the most varied terrain, and some of the longest runs in PA. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Hurry, this holiday deal is only available for purchase now through Sunday or while supplies last. I've never been skiing before. Never did it. Never did it. We'll talk to Joe Torti about that later when he comes in, because he looked at me funny out there as he's watching the game and talking and stuff. And yeah, I've never been skiing before. Never. I don't know that I ever really wanted to. It's too cold. I don't like the cold. 610-632-0975. Eddie in South Philly joins us on The Fanatic. What's up, Ed?
What's up, D? How you doing, bud?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm with you with the skiing. It ain't for me, man. I'm a city boy. Skiing was never my thing, and it is what it is.
It is what it is, but I encourage people to go get this deal of the week. That's a good deal.
I hear you. Okay, so, listen. Did we learn anything from Carlos Santana about overpaying these guys? I like Andrew McCutchen. Don't get me wrong.
I do, too.
But it ain't 2014 McCutchen, okay? And if we bring Harper along, I think it can be really, really good. But if Harper doesn't come here, I think this is going to come back to haunt us.
Right. This is contingent on Harper or even Machado. I know you want to bolster the outfield and you're talking about home runs, you know, all over the outfield. But you're right. If they don't get one of these guys, it's going to look a little different.
It's going to be one of those deals that it's going to be overpaying. And I get that's what baseball is going to overpay these guys. But I just think this could come back to haunt us. I mean, and people are saying Harper and Machado. The reality is getting both of those guys is probably not going to happen. I mean, you're looking at probably $800 million.
Yeah, but you got to get one, right?
You're going to get. I think they're going to get one. I think they almost have to at this point.
If you had to choose, which one are you going, Harper?
I would take Harper. He's going to hit 50 home runs in that ballpark.
Yeah, I hear you. I like the pop too. I like the pop.
So I just hope. But listen, I get it, got to play, but I just hope that Harper comes, because I think it could be a really good thing with Harper and McCutchen and right and center. I think it could be great. I just hope it happens. I really, really do.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. Again, this is hopefully something that it leans to something else, Ed, and it would be good, man. Because, listen, the Phillies had a nice run and people got into it. If you get these guys going, McCutchen and Harper or Machado, all three of them, man.
Things are looking up. They really are.
They would be.
And the future's looking bright. And that's, I just hope it happens, man. All right, thanks.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Ed. That would be a nice summer. Nice summer. Get the boys all going, man. Baseball will be back. It was back last year, but then it faded because they just couldn't sustain what they had really started going on. 610-632-0975. Back to the Birds with Lamar in Philly on 97.5. Mar.
Yo, what's going on, Devon? How you making out, man?
Good, man. How about you?
Not too bad, man. No Jalen Mills talk tonight, man.
Listen, he hasn't been out there a while. You can leave him alone.
Yeah. But I love Mills. But my thing is, my bigger issue is Peterson, man. A guy a couple calls ago made valid points to Peterson. May went a bit extreme with calling him a village idiot. But in my opinion, Devon, if you let a running back who appears to be picking up steam, if you allow yourself as a head coach to watch this guy in the first three runs run the ball for 40 yards, and you look up and you notice that your running back coach hasn't sent them back out there to the fourth quarter, how do you explain that?
I do not explain that because we can't. Right, Mark?
Well, Devon, that's why he gets the heat that he gets.
Yeah, also, but not to the extent of, like we said earlier, with the village idiot comment.
But Devon, let me ask you a question. That was our playoff game. This guy got three carries on the first possession, and never came back to the fourth quarter.
Uh-huh.
What do you call some people? This is a playoff game. It's a big game.
Yeah, but I'm not going to call him a village idiot. I'm going to call him a bad play caller for the game against the Dallas Cowboys because he waited too long to do the right things overall with the play calling, and then the quarterback got going. But to your point, you ignored the running game when you shouldn't because you got down. They got down. They panicked, and they did what they did. It was the wrong mindset in that game.
Also, my other point, Devon, is to be brief. The play calling with Wright and DeFilippo is so overrated. It don't matter who you have in there calling plays. You have to have a functional quarterback that can produce. It don't matter what plays they call in the Super Bowl. If we're kidding ourselves if we think that we won a Super Bowl by their play calling. It's first play calling is the first thing that takes place. Of course, we all know that. After that, you need a quarterback that can stand in a pocket and deliver. And when you play against good teams, he has to be able to deliver from start to finish. We have a quarterback that basically does not deliver, and most times, more than not, this year especially, he just isn't doing it from start to finish. And even if he can't run, Deshaun Watson suffered the same injury. Even if he can't run, he got to be able to scan the field.
Even how bad he was in the first half, you saw what he did in the second, in the fourth quarter specifically. You saw what he was able to do with the football. So, yes, he has issues from time to time, Lamar, in the pocket, but I'm running with that guy. I am. I am running with that guy because I think Carson Wentz can be that guy. And I want to see him at full strength next season after being a year removed from that ACL, that knee injury that he sustained, of course, last year against Los Angeles. 610-632-0975. How about a nice story with B going into Los Angeles this time around? Right, B? Going to Los Angeles this time around and, get some revenge on them. He had the one interception last year, we know, but he also had, three touchdowns in that game before and with the bad wheel that he busted up, threw another touchdown, albeit low, but he gutted it out, and then he missed the rest of the game, and Nick Foles had to clean things up and really clean things up by helping win that Super Bowl. 610-632-0975. Now, the play calling thing, yes, you have to have good play calling. You have to. You can't ignore the fact that the play calling has to be good. I get the point that you're making about the quarterback standing in the pocket and doing what he needs to do to be successful for the football team, but you do have to have good play calling. You have to. That's why we talk about the head coach and the offensive coordinator. I'm not giving too much credit to DeFilippo and Frank Reich. I'm not. But you have to have good play calling in order for things to work as well to go with the quarterback. Come on. 610-632-0975. Sam in Lancaster is next on the Fanatic. Sam, what's up?
How you doing, Devon?
Good, man.
Hey, so, you know, I'm happy with where the Sixers are at right now. I'm not buying into any of the drama. And, you know, let's be frank. Tomorrow they're about to win their 20th game. They're going to be the second team in the entire league to reach 20 wins this far in the season. And 2 years ago, you know, would we ever thought that was possible or realistic? You know?
And look at the games they blew, those leads, and they take they might have 22 or something.
Exactly. So I'm liking where they're at. I'm not buying the drama. I'm really hoping that an early Christmas miracle comes in about 4 days and we could package a deal that somehow this is where the miracle part comes in, involves Markelle Fultz, and we could bring Trevor Ariza in. That's in 4 days. I'm looking forward to that.
That's right. Let the people know. 15th.
Exactly. The 15th, I'm hoping.
Did you see that one story out of L.A. where they said that it was a three-team deal? Of course, Trevor Ariza, the Lakers are trying to acquire him. But in that three-team deal, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope might be headed to Philadelphia. Just reports,
I,
you know. Just,
I wouldn't mind that either. You know,
one-year deal, expiring contract.
Yeah. If we get a one-year deal, a guy who's a 3D type of guy, I'm happy. You know, I think we obviously need another piece. But, you know, on the Markelle Fultz issue, like I said, you know, it would be great if somehow we could package him in there. I just want to bring up the fact that, you know, him and his camp since preseason, since before, have been the number one advocates and unbelievably just vocal about voicing that there's no way this is a mental issue. It's 100% an injury. Their camp has been the number one vocal people on that. There's no way it's mental whatsoever. And it's just like,
I'm not buying.
Why wouldn't you ever say earlier that if that's your stance, that there was any physical injury, especially when you were asked and you said you were fine? You know, it's like, come on. Like, how dumb could we be? This has been your stance from day one. This came out of the blue all of a sudden after you know, TJ got minutes over you in one game. How dumb could we be? You know, it's just, I hope in 4 days, maybe he could be packaged. We could get rid of that drama and get a nice 3D guy in here.
The only thing, Sam, you just wonder why or who would take that on knowing that you don't know.
I know. And that's where I bring in the Christmas miracle it would take. And, you know, besides that, it's looking like we're probably stuck with this guy. And even if we would be stuck with him, I definitely don't expect him, if we can't trade him, to play one more game the rest of this season at all. You know, just with how this situation is. So, you know, like I said, it's crazy how dumb him and his team maybe thinks the city is. They're the number one advocates of no mental, but then out of the blue, they bring up there's an injury. They didn't say anything about it before. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And just like last year when he said to Sam, thanks for the call. We're talking about brothers. His agent / attorney, when he pointed out that he had to have that cortisone shot or whatever it was into his shoulder, and he was like, what? What are you talking about? You did what? And then he had to go back and double back on that and said, no, that was a mistake. I didn't mean that. All right, Raymond Brothers. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. And we will hear from Joe Torty. I don't know if he wants to jump in now because, you know, he's all in on this other thing that's going on.
Well, I can take a half an eye off the Penn Villanova game.
You just point
at me.
When you want to do that, just point at me.
Okay.
And I'll know what it means.
I'll try to keep all of my emotions to a minimum here.
And I love the Villanova. Oh, so you're going for Penn.
Right.
I like Penn. But
there's a big but at the end of this.
I don't know.
There's a Kim Kardashian in this conversation. I can feel it coming.
You know what I'm rocking right now.
I do. Yeah, your other team.
Yeah, my other team. This is my number one team. That's the only team I root for.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the only team I root for.
See that? Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, my favorite part of the Raymond Brothers thing is the confusion about whether stuff got put in the shoulder or taken out of the shoulder. That's my favorite. He got the fluid drained. Nah, just kidding. It's the cortisone shot in.
Yeah. And then this year, it's the elbow.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the wrist.
Well, of course it's the wrist, yeah.
And they denied that one, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the wrist. That's not true. That's or did he wanted to get traded? That's not true.
That's my favorite part of this whole thing, D, is that everybody is like on WebMD, like trying to piece this thing together, and whatever lines up with whatever they think is happening, they're like, yep, see? It's like confirmation bias, where like you go in having an opinion, and then you go and look for the information that supports that opinion. That's exactly what's happened with
this guy. Yeah, absolutely, man.
But it's good to see you, man.
It is good to see you, Joe Torti. And until midnight, we get to hang out together here for this hour. 610-632-0975. Talking Birds, talking some Sixers, mixed in with some Phillies as well, while Joe has his eye on Penn Villanova at the Lestra, and that's okay. 610-632-0975, because it's a good game.
It's Big Five basketball, man. And you know what? I'm going to try as hard as I can to be a professional.
You should have gone to the game and then come here after the game, and I would have stayed here until you got here.
Well, you know my partner, Coffee Jones, yes, is taking in his first ever game at the Palestra right now, today. He's catching a good one.
Is he sweating? Because it's always hot in
here. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was literally the first thing Bob Wischusen said on ESPN2 was like, it's hot in here. literally in the open. It's hot in here.
It's always hot in there. Yeah, it's always hot in here. But again, Joe Torti and I here together for this hour, 9 o'clock hour. Joe, I was talking to the people since 7 o'clock when we came on after the Sal Powell football hour, just evaluating Doug Peterson and the 6-7 season that they have. You know about the 7-9 2016, yes. 13-3 last year, ending in the Super Bowl win. And now, right now, the best they can do is 9-7. The worst they can do is 6-10.
Mm-hmm.
So, asking the question, who is he as a head coach? Is he that 13-3 head coach where it might be 11, 10, 12 type of season, year after year after year? Or is he more along the lines of that 500 type of head coach? Or is it too soon to evaluate him in that way?
Well, D, I think when you look at it, you think about hot streaks and what they look like. And he was on an unreal hot streak during that Super Bowl run. I mean, there's no way to deny that, right? However, having said that, that doesn't mean that just because you're hot or fortunate or whatever you want to say, just because all of those things are true, does not mean that you're not also like skilled and capable of being a good head coach. I think we've seen the margin for error as being razor thin for everybody outside of Bill Belichick, right?
Yes.
So I think that there's probably some truth in the middle. I would like to think that he's going to be a guy that gets 10 wins most seasons or 11 wins most seasons. But I don't think that he is a 6-10, 7-9 coach, nor do I think that he's a traditional 13-3, 14-2
right.
coach.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
I think
sense.
He is someone who is in that area of 10, 11, 12 type of.
I hope so. If he's a 12 guy, you're in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, and I'm not saying 12 every season. I'm saying he can get you there potentially, especially if Carson Wentz is that good. Defense, they revamp the defense and all the offensive line stays healthy. Then I think he'll be perfectly fine as the head coach going forward. I think this is one of those years where it's a, unfortunately, you don't want to say it's one of those hangover type of things. But listen, if the trend is there, the trend is there. This looks to be a hangover. Unfortunately, their hangover might be without an appearance in the postseason following the Super Bowl. But it doesn't mean that we won't have our eye thinking that next season, Carson Wentz healthy, Doug Peterson taking a step back, not patting himself on the back with the book and all that stuff, where he's evaluating, saying, you know what? I have to be better. And I will be better coming back next season.
How'd you like that media exchange where they were talking about the book, where they were talking about, hey, I thought the book was called Fearless, you know? Like, what happened? Yeah. I was like, whoa!
Yeah,
There's a lot of time left in the season for this thing to be going on.
Go get him.
What did you make of that? When you heard that, I was taken aback. I thought, wow. Like, first of all, I don't think that the media have traditionally treated Doug Peterson fairly overall.
Really?
I think that, like, they're... Huh. Don't you feel like most of the media, and I don't want to single anybody out, but I think it was just a general thought that not everybody expected Doug Peterson to be as successful as he was. Certainly,
agreed.
I think a lot of people didn't expect him to win the Super Bowl. So we were just talking about confirmation bias, right?
Yep.
I think that there are a lot of people who are ready to jump on Doug for every single mistake so that they can be like, see, I was right the whole time.
Sure.
You know, and I get a lot of that anytime that there's anything going wrong with Doug. They couldn't do it last year until, like, the Kansas City game was the last game that they could really do that with Doug Peterson last year. So I'm kind of sensing a little bit of that. Are you?
No, I am, and we've gotten a lot of people. Well, the one that went to the extreme called him the village idiot, you heard that one.
I did, yes.
That was too far. I disagree. And yes, to your point. Now, with the media, though, when you say they have, you know, given them that you know, haven't been easy on them, if you will, they've been kind of sure. Tough on them. The questions. This is a tough market, though.
Of course.
And they're going to go after him, especially when he bites back a little bit. They're like, oh, hang on.
Well, so that's the other part, right?
Oh, answer this question.
Doug's been a jovial guy. And so if he comes in with the Nick Saban attitude, this doesn't happen to begin with. I'm not trying to defend Doug Peterson, but like the point, I think that he's been walked over a little bit when it comes to that kind of thing. So, you know, to ask a question so bluntly and so directly like that, don't get me wrong. I appreciate the media. I like the fact that you ask pointed questions that people want to know. But man, oh man, like I thought some of these were just a hair over the top. You know what I mean?
Like, well, take it back to his first press conference, right? Where it was like, oh, hey, what are they bringing in here? This guy can't even control this press conference in the introductory, right? Can't even control it.
I mean, they're talking about Tom Brady still. They're talking, like,
right. They're talking about the play calling in the AFC Championship game.
Right.
Then you have the season that actually happens, and he's, okay, we know it's going to be a tough year. I'll answer anything. I'll be clear with a lot of things when it comes to what has happened. And then last year, he did it because they were winning. It was easy.
Right.
You felt like being in those press conferences. The night of, the day after, I mean, whatever it might have been, or midweek, it was enjoyable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, now, you're seeing some things. It's different. The first year, again, we're not supposed to win. Last year, oh, we're winning. This is easy. Now, oh, expectations. Everybody's on you.
And not only
now you got to answer these questions, my man, because they're harder. Same questions, but they're harder.
But here's the thing, right, is that last year, it was similar circumstances,
right?
To be completely honest.
Injuries.
The schedule was better. But the injuries were just as bad. Like, people talk about how bad the injuries were. They were just as bad last year, I thought. And they were still winning. So you've got the ability for Doug Peterson to, like, point to that and be like, yo, we handled this in the past. Like, have I built up any goodwill with you whatsoever? I'm not giving Doug Peterson a pass, by the way, because some of the things that he's done this season, like, you wouldn't even recognize
him. Joe, he has not been good.
You wouldn't recognize him from last year.
No, he has not been good.
But it's interesting because people are pointing to Frank Reich, John DeFilippo as reasons for Doug Peterson's success. And I think that there are some stats that I want to get into on the other side of this break that's coming up here that I think would shed some light as to how much of an impact those guys might have had on Doug Peterson versus, you know, just Doug doing it himself.
Okay, 610-632-0975. We also have to get your thoughts on a few things. The Phillies, Andrew McCutchen.
Yes.
Right? A lot of moves going on, just tweaking things here and there. Hopefully for the big one. Hopefully for the big one. Or the big two. We can't ignore that. And, of course, we can get into some other things. People want to talk Sixers. We see Tim and Bill want to get into some Sixers as well. So 610-632-0975. We're hanging out together. Joe Torti, Brian McLaughlin producing the show. I'm Devon Givens until 10 with my man JT right here on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
For over two decades, you've listened to Mike Missinelli on radio.
Google me.
And now you can watch Mike Missinelli on TV.
Outright tonight.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Weekdays from 2 till 5 on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Until 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? What about the NFL, NBA, or NHL championship? Who are you taking? Right now, I like New Orleans for the NFL. You can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport when you use my code Jason. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with the promo code Jason and make your first bet on any money line, spread, or prop. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund inside credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds dropped their second game to Dallas this season and now trail them by 2 games for the NFC East lead with just 3 games to go. Just when you thought their playoff hopes were crushed, Minnesota did Philly a favor by losing on Monday Night Football. Two losses for Minnesota and two wins for the Birds could change how Philly fans are feeling this week.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
If you're a small business, sole proprietor, or partnership, and you've been considering getting some protection from liability, they can help. Whistler Perlstein can give you complete advice on the formation of an LLC or corporation, and also prepare you for an agreement which takes care of the eventual death or disability of a member, or the day they, or you, just want to hit the beach. There are many ways to handle these things, but only one is right for you. They have formed thousands of entities, have been around 75 years, and are located locally in Bluebell, PA. They have 30-plus attorneys covering these issues and many others. So call Mike O'Donohue at 610-825-8400 or go to their website, WhistlerPerlstein.com. Give them a call. They can help.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
About a quarter of all shoppers wait until the last minute to purchase gifts. Stay calm. I'm here to help you cross everyone off your list and keep you under budget.
Satisfy Auntie Alice's sweet tooth with a pairing of port and bourbon pecan pie. And just maybe, you won't get another ugly sweater this year.
Need a $10 rocking gift for your office's gift exchange? I've got you covered.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers. Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Whether it's a dry or sweet Riesling, try it with the cranberry sauce for a perfect pairing.
No time to shop? Good thing I know where to find the perfect bottle in a pinch.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $209 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Tax and title license extra. Plus, based on light-duty pickups and 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always stow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires daily contribution or lease through Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 1-6-20. 25 cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12-17-18.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave,
how's it going,
quit our jobs to start a sock company,
Bombas,
we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support.
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. This year, Santa's changing. Ho, ho, ho.
0000, as in 000. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payment, and 0% interest until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for years to come. Window Nation windows make the greatest gift, an inviting, warm, cozy, comfortable home. So visit WindowNation.com today for the triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months and $200 off each window. No minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop online at WindowNation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Sports Talk for Overbrook and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
And Winfield, I keep saying I have to tell them, they say Overbrook. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I'm from Winfield, which is right there near Overbrook.
Just one representation.
That's all I want.
Everybody, my town gets shouted out.
Does it?
Sports Talk from Morristown? Absolutely, yeah. And the rest of, Burlington County.
Brian, did they hit yours up as well? Or they just, I mean, listen, Overbrook is close, but it's not. All right. Yeah. We got to make some calls.
They do? They hit Brian's up?
You guys know people. Can you guys reach out? Y'all know people.
Devon, the problem is you're the people that I know. Well, you're the one that I go to for this stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm from Winfield. I appreciate the Overbrook thing. I didn't go to Overbrook either. That was my neighborhood school. I did not go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, decided against it. Too many of my people went there, so I was like, I'm out. I'm going somewhere else. Go somewhere else. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, I'm Devon Givens, Brian McLaughlin producing the show here together for this 9 o'clock hour. And then Joe takes it until midnight here on the Fanatic as we discuss the Philadelphia Eagles overall and Doug Peterson, his success as an NFL head coach. We know about the Super Bowl, of course, but is that really him? Or is it more so the one thing where he's that 6-7 type of coach right now, that 500 type of coach? Or is he that 13-3 type of guy? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Tim and Darby, who has an opinion on this. And the Sixers right here on the Fanatic. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good.
Hey, so we'll start with the Eagles. I'll make it quick. Honestly, I think two major things making the Eagles look so bad. The first thing I'm going to say, injuries, obviously, a lot of injuries, man. That O-line is not as stable as it was, you know, with that big playoff push and obviously the Super Bowl. And then I think also, too, chemistry. Obviously, a lot of the younger guys are in there, second, third string guys. And so, and all for offense and for defense, you know, so we look really bad, man. We're a bad team, but That's with the Eagles. And then, before I go with that, Doug Peterson. Why is everybody blaming Doug Peterson? I mean, come on.
Play calling, you know, man. The offense has struggled this year, Tim. That's why.
That's facts. But also, too, I mean, you know, he lost a lot of his coaches, you know, so that was the core right there. You know, that was a really good crew right there. You know what I mean? You got the coach. He's got his right-hand man, left-hand man, everybody, you know, all those coaches played a big part in, you know, that Super Bowl run, man. You know what I mean? They kept the guys in shape and sticking to the scheme and, you know, the whole thing. I mean, so Doug Peterson's a good coach, man.
I didn't say he wasn't a good coach. Had a bad season.
Yeah, no, definitely. I was just, you know, listening to a lot of the other shows and, you know, throughout the day, a lot of guys are coming at WP. I'm like, come on, guys, really?
No, yeah, I like him, Tim and Joe. I like him, and I really want to evaluate him. Again, first year, not supposed to win at all. Rookie quarterback, rookie head coach. Second year, you get on that run, you get hot, everything is rolling for you. It seemed too good. This year, you finally have some adversity. You have people coming at you hardcore every game. Now I want to see him next year, see how he responds because they have this season.
That's a great point. Because we're going through a lot of adversity, and we're still, 6-7 team, right?
6-7, three games to go.
That's bad, but it could be worse. You know what I mean? So I think he's really doing good dealing with the adversity. And before you guys let me go, I want to jump into the Sixers.
Uh-huh.
I can't take it anymore with this Markelle Fultz stuff, man. Hey, get rid of him.
Hey, we're not even talking about him anymore. They're 19-9. We're not even thinking about him.
No, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. We're looking so good, man. It's time to get rid of it. It's time to get rid of him, man. Get rid of him. I think we could. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, but who's going to take him? Tim, listen, thanks for the call. Who's going to take him, Joe? Who's going to take Markelle Fultz? I mean, you say like a team like Phoenix who has four wins.
Who's been linked to them constantly, by the way.
I think that's just because it just makes too much sense.
Right.
Right? We don't know that Phoenix has actually reached out. We've heard reports. Keith Pompey has talked about T.J. McConnell as a target for the Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. Nothing has happened because the Sixers won't trade him. How about that, T.J. McConnell? The Sixers won't trade him. That said, I mean, no, they're playing well right now. They could use him, but nobody's talking about him because they keep winning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe we'll talk more now that Jimmy Butler's going to miss a game or two or three.
As he should.
God knows how many.
If you have that injury.
Yeah, you take your time. Absolutely.
Chill out. We need you for the long term.
Let's talk about assistant coaches.
Yeah, he mentioned the whole thing about the assistant coaches, and that's a very popular thing. Mm-hmm. And now with things that have happened today in the Midwest, it's another popular thing because it might benefit the Eagles or not.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot, D.
Okay.
But good luck.
Yes.
What's the number one complaint so far, play calling wise, when it comes to Doug Peterson?
Right now, the lack of running.
That's correct. The run pass balance, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take a look at where the Eagles are. They are the team that passes the ninth most in the league. Okay,
not surprised.
They pass 62.5% of the time. The two teams spearheaded by Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, Minnesota is second in the league in passing percentage.
Uh-huh.
66.99%, almost 67% of the time.
And they have a good running back, although coming off of an injury.
That's correct. They got two running backs that workable, uh-huh. Right? Indianapolis is seventh at 63.48% of the time. So the two assistant coaches that supposedly, according to this narrative, kept Doug Peterson in check run-pass balance-wise are not interested in run-pass balance whatsoever when they're at the reins of their own teams.
Now, can I throw this back at you?
You may.
Indianapolis franchise quarterback.
Sure.
They want him missing basically two seasons to get back into his groove. So, yes, you want to have that balance to make it easier for him.
Right.
But you also have to feature him because he is that franchise quarterback. And in Minnesota, you just paid that man $100 million.
Sure.
Got rid of the guy in Case Keenum who helped you get to the NFC Championship game and get blasted here in Philadelphia. Yes, you have Dalvin Cook coming off of the injury. McKinnon, of course, nice, mm-hmm. nice mix and match type of running back system they got going on there.
Well, say Murray, right?
Latavius Murray, yeah. But they're gonna throw the football.
They are,
and they have receivers to make things happen. Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, T.Y. Hilton. They're going to throw the football.
Sure. So I agree with that 100%. Although, couldn't the same logic be applied to Philadelphia with Carson Wentz coming off of a significant injury?
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean?
And so, you have multiple weapons for the Eagles.
So, this is what I was looking at. Minnesota's weapons are at least, let's be honest, right? Minnesota's weapons are better than Philadelphia's weapons. Like, pretty much across, Zach Ertz is the only player, position for position, that you would take weapon-wise over what's on the other side.
Yeah,
right?
I would agree with that, yeah. And it's crazy because the Eagles have good weapons.
They do
really
have
good weapons.
In Indy, it's close. In Indy, it's close across the board, right?
I would really just say.
So you take T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y.
Right?
Hilton. I would not say Moncrief over.
Over Alshon, right? You take Alshon Jeffrey. So what I'm saying is that it's about the same,
sure.
in my opinion, in Indy. I think the tight end's way better in Philly than it is in Indy.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Two good ones, too.
Exactly. Tools-wise, I would argue that Philadelphia and Indy are equally equipped and have similar situations with their franchise quarterbacks coming off of injury. They're a percentage point different in terms of their run-pass balance. That's just kind of the way that it's going,
uh-huh.
apparently.
Yeah.
So the problem that I have is that last year, when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, they were 24th. Okay, when it comes to passing play percentage, down to 55.78%. It's a big jump this year.
Yeah.
So, look, you can talk all you want about utilizing. I have a Ferrari. I want to drive it, whatever, right? If you're in the business of winning,
You just won by doing that. Jacksonville only passed the ball 50.5% of the time. They made it the AFC Championship game. You see what it looks like when they're trying to air it out now with Blake Bortles, don't you? I mean,
yes.
There's a pattern here, friends.
Yeah.
There's a pattern.
There is a pattern, but it helps out your quarterback, as you talked about, with the running game. Cook, Murray.
Look at Minnesota. 54.07% last year. And they went further than they're going to go this year.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence. You look at all of the teams, they're the teams that run the most. Except Buffalo. Buffalo, you might as well have direct snapped it to running backs last year before they had Josh Allen. I mean, that's kind of the outlier there. But
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at all these good teams there last year. They're all teams that pass the ball the lowest percentage of the time.
So what do you make of the whole coordinator thing now that DeFilippo is out and Frank Reich is doing what he's doing out there in Indianapolis, and we're talking about Doug Peterson and his success or lack thereof this season? Is it heavily contingent on those two?
Well, it confuses me because supposedly, and I believe this to be true, in particular John DeFilippo, to a lesser degree Frank Reich, from what I understand, John DeFilippo's job, one of his main game day objectives, was just a hand on Doug's shoulder. Hey, Doug, we've passed the ball six straight times.
Run the ball a little bit.
Do something.
Mix it in.
But now when he's at the reins, and maybe it's pressure from the top because you've got Kirk Cousins and you've got to justify the investment or whatever.
And you have your two weapons on the outside. You have to get them the ball.
Yeah, of course. I wonder how much of it was DeFilippo's call to pass the ball 67% of the time versus, hey, this is what Doug Peterson wanted me to do last year, but I'm really a passing guy at heart. And I'm confused. I'm confused by it. I did not expect to see Minnesota and Indianapolis ahead of the Eagles in terms of quote-unquote bad run-pass balance. I didn't expect it.
Interesting. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on that Joe Torti is laying out about the assistants and the Eagles right now with their run-pass balance, plus the Sixers. We're also getting into them as well with the fact that they're playing very well. Second best record in the NBA. People don't even realize that. It was brought up earlier by, I think it was Gerald, brought up earlier. People don't realize they have the second best record in the NBA, tied with the Golden State Warriors behind the Raptors.
Pretty crazy, right?
Pretty crazy.
But now that speaks to how good the Raptors have been, literally blowing everybody away and like leaving them in the dust.
They just lost two straight.
They're coming back to the pack.
Sixers.
That's what I'm saying. They're coming back to the pack a little bit here.
Yeah.
Sixers not far away. That's why this whole like patience thing and like, oh, everything will work out. It's like, well, yeah, everything can work out down the line. There's also some, like, striking while the iron's hot here.
Dude, I was about to ask you, do they need to make a move?
Don't you think so?
Yes.
I couldn't agree more.
The depth is not there right now.
I think and people are going to go mad on Twitter over this. I think the time for waiting's over. I think the time, like, for the next 3 or 4 years, the Sixers should be swinging every single year. They shouldn't have a first-round pick. They should be trading over and over. They should be trying to get the pieces that you need for championship runs. Because I don't know about you, I didn't expect Boston to look the way that they
No, played. I had the Sixers third behind Boston and Toronto.
Right. Now you got to figure out how to beat Toronto and the Bucks. Like,
yes.
Those are the two teams that are real threats.
Yeah.
Now, they might not match up well against Boston. I don't know if you're going to have to, is what I'm digging at here.
Well, I tell you what, that semifinals is going to be pretty fun. Whether it's Boston and Philly or Philly and Toronto, Toronto and Milwaukee, that needs to be the four teams in the mix.
I'm in
the semis. Has to be.
I'm in.
Has to be. Real fast, before we get to Bill, who's going to talk Sixers, we're going to lean on him for a minute. If you do make a move right now, Sixers, or somewhere soon, and you know on the 15th is when the team players who have signed free agent deals in the offseason can now be traded. Trevor Ariza, obviously the number one that everybody talks about. Are you going wing? Are you going point guard as a backup or backup center or stretch four? Where are you going?
Great question. I put
you on the spot. I'm
you
sorry.
Did. No. But the answer for me is always going to be the same. I just never think that you can have enough wings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that's just a general rule. Just deploy a million of those.
In today's
guys.
NBA,
yeah,
bring all the wings.
Yep, I'll take them all, and they can all do different stuff. I'm cool with that.
Yep,
like that is absolutely 100% where I'd go first.
Yeah,
that's not to say that I'd rule anything out.
No, if they get a stretch for you, like okay. All right, Markieff Morris, I like it.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
This is going to sound nuts. I think backup point guard is the lowest priority.
T.J. McConnell.
On that entire list.
Huh?
Is that crazy?
T.J. McConnell. But here's the thing, too. Well, it's T.J. McConnell, yes. but you can also have Jimmy Butler run the offense for a little bit, because all they do is dribble handoffs anyway, right?
Right, exactly. That's exactly right.
Just dribble handoff. Dribble handoff. 610-632-0975. We had the West Philly checking in with Bill on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
Two things. Past the present. Moses Malone, Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson, and Embiid. All players that want to win. You got Ben Simmons and Marco Fultz that ain't doing nothing. I would get rid of them.
Both nah, not Ben Simmons.
Get rid of Ben.
No.
Ben done turned the ball over all season last year and all season this year.
Still a young point guard. I'm willing to give him an opportunity to clean that mess up.
He ain't no young point guard.
Say it again?
He, 3 years, he ain't no young point guard.
2 years on the floor.
You can see they got jealousy in him all over. I mean, they talk about Jimmy Butler coming here. Would it be welcome there? You can tell. He got somebody that's going to go down with him.
Yeah, Ben too. First of all, Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons have connected very well.
They're the headband brothers.
That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. He ain't playing.
He is. Let me give you Ben Simmons' stats then over the last couple of games, since you want to go there with that one.
I watch him every day. But what I'm saying to you is this. His turnovers is what's killing the Sixers. Just him.
I'm not disagreeing.
That's true.
The turnovers really kill him against Toronto. Everywhere else, they're able to overcome it. He has to clean it up, Bill, but they really hurt him against Toronto.
Even the games that they won, look at the turnovers when he's in there. I mean, really.
I pointed out, listen, we do in the post after every game.
Yep.
And I'll run his stat line and I'll say the only blemish on here, the
seven
four turnovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever it might be. I hear you. But again, that's what young point guards do.
The league don't even have to worry about him scoring. Shooting. I mean, he
still averages like 16 a game.
Anytime a player, you know, you got point guards on the floor. He's sitting waiting for the ball. Them guys be wanting to push that ball.
All right, look, real fast, Bill. Hang on. 15 points, 8 assists, 9 rebounds. You watch the game. It's legit that.
I can get that.
No, you can't. Stop it.
Then we got to get you on the squad, Bill.
Come on, man. Listen, I understand the frustration, but come on.
By the way.
Stop.
I think that... If things with Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid were overblown, as some people are reporting, even so, there's been one person in the media talking about maybe his role isn't great since Jimmy Butler arrived, and it's not Ben Simmons.
It's Joel Embiid. I raised my hand and said, I thought it would come from Ben first. It has not. It did not. Came from the big fella.
But Embiid's excited about Butler being here, and Simmons is mad.
The headband brothers. That don't mean nothing, said Bill. Listen, let me
Bill
give
can
you,
also get 15, 8, and 9.
Yes, so he can. Guess. Let me give you his last 10 games, Ben Simmons, before we get to Drew. All right? Ben Simmons' last 10 games.
Let it rip.
33 minutes a game, 16.6 points per game, 8.2 assists, 9 rebounds, 65% from the field. 66% if we round it out.
I can get that.
You can get that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
Where's the problem?
Look, by the way.
Where's the problem?
You're talking to, and I know, Devon, I know that you're a big fan. I'm talking to the guy, you're talking to me, the guy who's like, yeah, I'm not so sure about, like, the Ben Simmons Hall of Fame lock thing. Like, I've been that guy for a long time, but, like, this is...
Yeah, I've even backed off and said, you know what? I thought he was going to be an all-star starter this year. That's not happening. He might make it.
Right.
By the push through this month in January, he might make it, or the fans vote him in. But come on.
Let's pump the brakes here this guy can't play thing.
Yes, he needs to stop getting himself caught deep into the paint, jumping in the air, and throwing the basketball turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he needs to stop pushing the pace too much and allowing Kawhi Leonard, which is hard to do. I can do it. Which is hard to do against Kawhi Leonard, to stop making him do something that he hasn't wanted to do.
Right.
Yes, he has to take the jump shot, but he's not going to do it right now. So, yes, he has to then in turn make his free throws when he gets there and be aggressive like he was against the Pistons to start things off on Monday night. That's what he needs to do. That's what he needs to do.
If he just turns, people are like, oh, he's Big Rondo. Big Rondo is a championship piece.
I was about to say the same thing.
That's a championship damn piece. And by the way, I agree. He might just be Big Rondo, who rebounds a little better and passes a little bit. I'm cool with that. The way that he's defending, I did not expect Ben Simmons to defend the way that he's defending. Yes, you did, yeah, my friend. Did. Look, he gets hated on at like Jalen Mills levels at this point.
And there are things to be mad at in game. Yes.
Of course there are.
Sure.
But come on now. Like, you just read off the stat line. If that was a guy that you're trading for, everybody in the city would be like, yup. That, yup. Give me that.
Yup. In that city. Yup. Right. Right.
I can't do it.
610-632-0975. Drew is in Westchester on 97.5. Drew.
Well, yeah, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. I put up those Ben Simmons type numbers all the time.
Yeah, you and Bill. Sign you up on the
my driveway versus my 9 and 11 year old kid.
Body him up, too. Post him up the whole time.
Yeah, I get like, at least 10 rebounds, 20 points, no problem.
It's good work, man. Got to clean up those turnovers, though, against those 9 and 11 year olds,
Yeah, man. No let up on them.
16.6, 9, and 8 a night in the last 10 games.
Yeah, right. No, that's crazy talk there. But no, I wanted to talk Eagles anyway. And this season, you can kind of put it on like, I almost think about like that movie, The Hangover. It's like everyone's on roofies this season or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what happened this year. You know, I know Carson's coming back from the injury. You know, we lost a couple coaches or whatnot, but. This season is just not gone the way it should have, and it all started in the beginning of the season. I mean, we're talking about it now, but we shouldn't even be at this point
now. We should not. We should be talking about an 8-5 team or something like that, hopefully trying to get two more to get the 10 wins.
Lock up the division.
Lock up the
division.
That
should be the conversation.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know Mikey Miz, he's a big fan of that whole, like, oh, I don't want to talk about, what's happened in the past, and I understand that. We're not where we were, where we should be. But, we still have, unbelievably, we still have some type of miracle chance at a wild card here. So
it's true.
I want to, I'll play Billy Joel here. I'm keeping the faith.
You want the playoffs. It's that simple.
I want to see a little bit more football, and I want my team to be in it.
There's nothing wrong with that there, Drew. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. 610-632-0975. Joe, they do have 3 remaining, man. And if they can find a way to at least, do you think winning 2 or they have to win all 3? Dallas has done what they've done. But last night, Minnesota keeping hopes alive, man.
This is the insane part, D, is that I've almost resigned myself that they're at least going to have 2 losses. So I've started to try to crunch the scenarios where it's like, all right, if they lose 2,
Texans,
what's
and,
the path
and
look
Rams.
Like? Yeah, exactly. Yes. What's the path look like if they, man, oh man. But if they can pick up either of those wins, like if the Rams are stumbling at the wrong time, if they can pick up either of those wins, that would be so huge. I just don't see it. Like that's the problem, is that I've started to resign myself to being like, all right, is there a path? If they drop 2 out of 3.
Yeah, it is going to be tough, man. It's tough sledding going forward. And Rams losing to the Bears didn't help.
No. Well, so here's the thing, though. I used to be in the every game, like, for someone who despised the process and tanking the way that I did.
I raise my hand with you, my man.
Oh, I appreciate it. I also kind of was of the opinion, because the NFL draft is so important, that every game that you win, if you're not a Super Bowl winner, hurts you. You know, like those first round picks, if you're picking top 15 versus in the 20-25 range, it's a huge difference. But having said that, in recent years, we've seen Alex Smith, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs lose like 18-16 to a kicker. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's a chance for everybody. Like, the Jaguars beat the Steelers, and we're going to beat the Patriots, sure as shooting. So, if the Eagles are playing well enough to punch their ticket to the playoffs, maybe it's an indicator that, hey, they're rounding into form by that time, and they won't just be sacrificial lambs.
Yep,
it's possible.
Absolutely. Hey, man, let's hope so. We got some games remaining, and they mean something, at least for week to week.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least week to week.
Man, that last game was brutal, though. Oh, I mean, you talk about, taps being just about ready to play. I didn't hear any musical notes yet, but like the bugle was at the lips. Like it's ready to go.
Joe, I mean, we were talking about it earlier. Last year, That was an interception going back the other way.
If Dak Prescott puts it on the money, that was a bad throw. Yes. That's the only reason that it happened.
And Douglas, it was a good play. He knocked it down. That was what he was supposed to do. Had he had last year, that was going the other way.
No doubt.
Now, he may have gotten caught, but it was going the other way.
Man, that Amari Cooper trades.
Yeah, how about that?
We got to talk about it.
610-632-0975. That's Joe Torti. I'm Devon Givens. Final segment together right here on the other side on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $209 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Plus, based on light-duty pickups and 350-3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always stow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires daily contribution or lease through Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 1620. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12-17-18.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
This 15 Minutes of Fame is brought to you by Geico. Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Philly, let's be honest. We just don't recognize enough people for doing great work in their community, whether it's a neighbor, a friend, a co-worker, or even a stranger. Going that extra mile for those in need can be life-changing. Geico wants to thank you and celebrate your good deeds by honoring you with 15 Minutes of Fame. Just send an email to geico@bbgi.com to submit your nomination. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, Geico and 97.5 The Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price. And it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today to see how much you could save.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
There are 10,000 wine grape varietals worldwide. Here's to thousands and thousands of gift possibilities.
Chardonnay paired with lobster mashed potatoes? Simply delicious.
I know just the right $10 bottle for your white elephant party.
The most stolen gift award is yours guaranteed.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
The custom of bumping glasses with a cheers greeting came from old Rome. When in Rome, cheers.
Satisfy Auntie Alice's sweet tooth with a pairing of port and bourbon pecan pie. And just maybe, you won't get another ugly sweater this year.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can now find a perfect wine in your budget.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds dropped their second game to Dallas this season and now trail them by two games for the NFC East lead with just three games to go. Just when you thought their playoff hopes were crushed, Minnesota did Philly a favor by losing on Monday Night Football. Two losses for Minnesota and two wins for the Birds. could change how Philly fans are feeling this week.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Hi, Anthony Gargano. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Tropicana Atlantic City. Our free daily holiday musical light show with a 35-foot-tall tree synchronized to music returns to the quarter. Playing in the Tropicana showroom, jingle a magical holiday spectacular featuring Kevin and Caruso's aerial magic. Celebrate New Year's Eve with dazzling fireworks on the Tropicana Boardwalk. Plus, stuff your stockings with Tropicana gift cards. For more information, visit Tropicana.net and have a great holiday season. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Voted Best Sports Talk Station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
.9 right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Joe Torti. I'm Devon Givens. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Final segment for us together. Joe will be with you until midnight as we talk Birds, Sixers, Phillies, all kinds of stuff. Offensive coordinators, assistants, and all kinds of stuff.
This went faster than it normally does.
I know.
I don't like that.
I don't know what happened.
Just goes.
I don't know what happened. But it was fun. It always is fun.
Always is fun.
Always fun. 610-632-0975. We keep it rolling. Joe Torti. Let's go to Tron in Coatesville on 97.5. Tron, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Listen, man,
I love Coatesville people.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we still hurting off that loss last week to Harrisburg, but, you know, big up to the football squad for a great season, an awesome season.
I always bring it up when Coatesville people come on because I went to school in Lincoln, right?
Uh-huh.
Darrell Lewis,
my man Shaddy was there when I was there. Rip Hamilton, of course, comes out of there. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But I just want to, no disrespect to the generation, but Mo Chiefs ain't coming back no time soon. Like, you have these old heads calling up, just bashing Simmons. Like, okay, he's not a point guard. I mean, the point guard thing is cute, but, like, he's overly large. I mean, he's a tall dude with exceptional handle. Like he's not, like, that's the way they criticize him. They put him in a point guard box and say, oh, well, he can't shoot, he can't. But look at all the other stuff he does, man. I'm saying, like, come on, man. East Snow was limited. But he still gave us, like, you know, he still gave us great years. Like, I just got to relax, man, and start banging on a young guy, man. Well, like Donovan Mitchell, with the kid from Boston, they ain't having, like, they fell off a little bit. Like, you know, they ain't balling like they was.
Had a little sophomore slump.
A little sophomore joint. And then, like you said, like, it's this dude's second season. Like, don't get me wrong, yeah, the first season he didn't play, and then the rookie joint. But, like, come on, y'all, it's the second season. The league, like, get a kid a chance, like.
Yeah, yeah. And Tron, the thing is that when, like, people look at all of the limitations that he has, it's like all of the good parts just get glossed over. It's like being in a relationship, and you forget all the good things that she does, and then you just, I just get hung up on this one thing, man, and all your boys look at you like, you are nuts, dude. Uh-huh. You're crazy.
Yo, and you made a great point. Any other 27 teams or whatever teams in the league, man, you offer, I mean, teams that ain't already set. Like, you offer up Ben Simmons, yeah, we taking that. What y'all want?
Sign him up.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. So like, yeah, man, just get a young guy a break, man.
Hey, Tron, don't sweat Harrisburg, by the way. My St. Joe's Prep Hawks took him down in the state final, so don't even sweat that, bro.
Listen, great team, St. Joe's Prep. We lost to them last year, so we don't got no reason to hang our head, man. Like, you know.
No, absolutely not. Hey, yeah, Coatesville had a great, great season, man. Awesome season.
Awesome.
Take it easy, man. Thanks, Tron.
Appreciate it, man.
That's a good squad there.
It is a good squad.
The Harrisburg squad was good, too.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
With the Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler, mm-hmm. now Joel Embiid also, of course. When I do have this conversation with Brian Westbrook and Michael Bradley, we go back and forth on this. And my argument is always, yes, it's different in today's league to win with the center. But it's how you build around that center.
Sure.
Now you have this unique thing with the point guard that me, you, and Tron are talking about, and then you bring in Jimmy Butler, you have to have J.J. Redick.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have Bellinelli, Ilya Sova, those types of players.
Sure.
Maybe even Mike Muscala, Landry Shamet, as these shooters to surround them. So for me, it's about what's around them and not necessarily them. That is the problem, is to make sure you have the right pieces surrounding them to make sure you get the work done.
Sure. And I mean, like, Devon, you're enough of a basketball historian to know that the league goes in cycles, and it doesn't just happen randomly. It's that a team goes against the grain, and then everybody starts building like that team. Golden State started this version of it, where they're winning in a completely different way than the Spurs one,
sure.
right? And that
yeah.
started the complete change in how teams built. So if the Sixers... I know that they've been playing pace and space, but say that they build around Embiid and he's dominant down low and things like that, and then teams have to figure out how to defend Embiid, mm-hmm. you're talking about a potential new change in the way that NBA basketball is played and
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Greg Popovich was talking about analytics. He was talking about the winning percentages of teams with the best three-point percentages. There's no real correlation between the three-point shot and winning games. Is what he said.
Yeah, so he was calling them out.
So
I hate it. Can't stand it. Never liked it. Yeah, came right out at him.
Let me ask you this about Ben Simmons.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about his potential, right? Because I think that there could be a couple possibilities with his potential, right? One possibility is that he could have completely untapped, limitless potential, turn into LeBron James, Magic Johnson. I don't see that being the case. There's another possibility where he doesn't have any potential, where he's like a finished product that like came out and was done when he got here and is a really good player, is never going to take that next step.
What kind of next step?
Well, so here's what I'm saying,
okay.
right? I think that the third kind of potential could have some limitations. It's like I don't see him adding 15 new things to his game, but I could see him being better as a scorer, better as a passer, better as a defender. You know what I mean? The things that he already does improving as his game matures.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that being more the case for his potential? Or do you see him grafting on an outside shot? Do you see him, like, really... I mean, Ben Simmons seems like a guy who's going to turn the ball over at some, like, to some degree. I don't see him going from 3 or 4 turnovers a game to a half a turnover a game.
Yeah. He's going to have 2 to 4.
Right?
Yes.
Do you see him kind of expanding in all of his existing roles right now, or do you see him adding a ton of stuff to his game? Because I think that's the debate.
And that's where people have already gotten in the 20-plus games that we have in the season. He hasn't gotten better from a year ago.
Right.
Now, my argument was, all right, his free throw shooting, while not significantly improved, it is improved.
Defense?
Defense I already thought was there anyway, so that's just...
But it's showing more.
But it is showing
more,
yes. I thought his post game was better. Mm-hmm. People were arguing against it early. Now you're starting to really see it a little more because they're taking him off the ball because he doesn't have to dominate the ball because they do have Butler and Embiid and others out there with J.J. Redick, which is why I always said J.J. Redick needs to be starting and not coming off the bench,
mm-hmm.
even though he plays starter minutes off the bench. I say it's more of significant improvement on the things that he already does with the gradual improvement of the free throw shooting, I hope.
Right.
Because I don't think the jump shot will ever really be there to be a threat. If he gets it and uses it, he can shoot it. How much will he make on those jump shots? I don't know.
Right.
I need you at 70% at the free throw line.
Well, so
that's what I need. And that will get you to 18, 19. Listen, he can score. We know he can score, but he's looking to pass first. Right. He can get you 18. If the free throws are being made, he's already at 15. Let's say he knocks down three more. He's at 18 easy.
Right.
With that 9-8 or 8-7.
People might not want to hear this. With Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid, you don't need Embiid scoring, or you don't need Simmons scoring 30 points a game.
Yes.
You just don't. Like, you don't need him to turn into 6'10 James Harden.
No.
Like, it's, you don't.
No.
Like, you would
he's
think,
different.
You would think that this team's going to be built around Simmons getting the ball to Embiid and Butler, right? Like, that's, like, going to be the long-term success. And then, you know, the secondary stuff, three-point shooters and stuff like that. That works. It's working now. Like, why are we trying to, like, you know what I mean? I don't get why right. It needs to be shaken up like
right,
that.
Right, right. 610-632-0975. Paul in West Oak Lane joins us on The Fanatic. Hey, Paul.
JT and Devon.
What's up,
guys?
Man?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, look, you know, can I say something about the Eagles first?
Yes. Yeah, man.
All right. My thing is, and I said this to someone before, their timing is off. You know what I mean? Like, their timing is off. It's just, like, Devon, you said it earlier. Certain things happened last year, and you can be confident that they're going to make a play or they're going to do something that's going to put them in a position where they can win.
4th and 3 at the 50-yard line. They're going for it. They're going to get it and get 17 on it.
Exactly.
Right?
Their timing is just off. I think the whole game, the play calling, like he calls plays and it's for nothing. You know, nothing comes about it. And like I'm not saying they don't do things well. I'm saying it's just not there. Like we talk about the football gods or the basketball gods, it's not present this season. Just doesn't look, it's just not there.
No, like we said, that interception, I mean, that pass from Russell Douglas, he was going the other way last season.
All right, so the Sixers. To me, you know, you ever talk to someone and they make a foolish statement and they just feel compelled to stand by their statement?
Yes.
Even though you're saying, you're letting them know it's just stupid. Your statement is just foolish.
Yeah, the earth is flat, Paul. What about
it? Yeah! So that's how that guy sounds, man.
Steph Curry said the moon.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He just sounds foolish. Now, I'm going to say this to you, and maybe you can give me some feedback on this. I'm going to hang up. But the guy, the Morris twin that plays for Boston.
Marcus.
I think he would be a great fit on the Sixers.
Well, I would say the more ideal get would be Markieff in Washington. Might be a little easier to get him.
I think it'd be easier to get him, but I think Marcus is the attitude, his ability to play, and the rebounding down low. I just like it, Devon.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Paul. They actually play the same game.
Very similar. Marcus is probably a little bit better at playing the exact same game, you know?
Remember when they were in Kansas and
they could have switched jerseys at some point in Kansas, man. Like their freshman years when they first came in, they could have switched jerseys.
Marcus was the scorer. Markieff was more the defender rebounder.
Right.
And when they were being evaluated for the pros, the scouting was Markieff was going to be a better scorer. Marcus would be more of a role player.
And
overall.
We're all like, what are you looking at? You know what I mean? Like,
and they both do the same, and they do it very well. And I would not mind having either of them on the squad at all. The Fanatic Holiday Wheel, Joe, is coming back and returns next week.
Let's go.
Man, the holidays are already here. This year, we'll be spinning the Holiday Wheel 3 times a day with the morning show at 9 a.m., the midday show at 1, and Mike Missanelli's show at 5 p.m. You have chances to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek. Outfitters, Flacco's, and Conshohocken, Landis Block, and Concrete. Imagine Lifestyles, Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers, and the Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. Good luck to everybody out there. Next week it returns three times during the day. My man, Brian McLaughlin. Great stuff, man. Producing the show. Really appreciate it. Always have fun. JT, always a blast, man. This one did go fast.
Way too fast.
Way
By
too
the way,
fast.
Holiday Wheel, we got to see what we can do about getting some of our friends who listen to come and hang out with us. We got to see if we can do that. Set that kind of thing up.
Hey, we can do that, man. We can definitely
do that.
It'd
be a lot of fun.
No question about it. Well, listen, always fun hanging out with you, man. Always look forward
Likewise.
To it. Our next time doing this. And I will be back on tomorrow.
Yes.
After the Sixers. Jaws at 6, leading into the Sixers. I'll be back in the post until midnight here on the Fanatic. So, thanks so much, B. JT, always, man, always a blast. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to all the callers and the tweets out there. And Brian Westbrook, please stop with this peanut butter and chocolate debate.
Total
You're
going to
lose, my man. You're going to lose. Joe Torti, now till midnight, right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.